Happy birthday
fuck you!
To you.
You lied to me.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday, dear Nicholas Mario Brothers Evangelista III. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, you're one.
And
many
more.
Happy birthday, Nick.
Are you four?
Are you five? Oh, you're six.
I'm six.
Okay.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah, don't make a thing of it. You know, you don't gotta...
Too late.
Yeah, apparently.
I came running downstairs, and I'm like, quick, before he gets here. Hi.
little did I know I was counting... I always count down the intro. Little did I know I was counting down to my own demise.
You were.
That was the plan.
You definitely were.
That's the plan we came up with.
It worked.
AKA, I came up with and told them, and Nico's like, yeah.
So you're finally you're in the 20s now.
I guess so.
How's that feel?
And yeah.
All right. Great.
Nothing different.
Great,
I mean,
insight. Nick.
One better.
I wouldn't even say better. I'd just say one more. One of the same.
We should mention in studio today, we have.
Wait. Wait, why do we not have our audience?
Are we addressing the white elephant in the room?
Oh, it's over there. Go. It's right there. It's right there.
Right here. Hold on.
Ready? And.
We have. Nick hates the audience.
Yeah, fuck the audience. So we have a couple of
that's what he was doing.
We have a friend on the podcast. I've talked it up a little bit past couple weeks, so they know about you, but you don't know about them.
Really?
Yeah. This is Adam.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Adam.
Guys. I'm so happy to be here. This is so cool.
So
you don't listen to the show, do you?
No.
Could you have sounded any less enthusiastic? Oh, this is so nice.
Oh, God, guys, this is so cool.
Sounds like your grandma, who's like, oh, trying to just get through your story.
On your radio show thing. Adam, by the way, is our future co-host once we kick off Nick. Like, once, yes. Once we're kicking you off.
I don't want to kick you off.
You can kick me off in the fall when I'm gone, when he comes back.
Let's do it.
How's that sound?
Yeah, I think he's...
you want to take over while I'm gone?
Fuck it, sure, yeah. I'll take
it. Hey! No, he's great.
It's just a waste of a couple hours every week.
You know, he shows up early.
Yeah, I did.
So it balances out.
Half an hour early. So.
It balances out, Nick. Yeah. Nick.
You did show.
You know, normally I...
Although Nick was...
I don't think it balances out, because normally I'm close to an hour late.
See, I'm not filled in. Why are you always late?
He's always late.
I was thinking about this on the way over here. I would make a great governor, because they are never on time. Fun fact.
Is that true?
Fun fact.
Political insider,
I don't
Nick,
think it's that fun.
All the dirt.
I just think it's a fact.
It's just a regular fact.
It's a normal fact.
Governors are late.
It's not an FF, it's just an F.
I was, when I used to work in CTN, doing political news.
Political
news.
We're not working for the political.
The governors would always be, the governor would always be late. Always.
Yeah?
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, he's going to show up at 1. I'd be sitting there at 2 o'clock and be like, where the fuck
How
is the governor?
How does it feel?
I got paid, so it didn't bother me. I don't know why you guys complain.
That is an important government job. Oh, he's such a journalist.
No, I didn't do anything. I fucking held a microphone. That was my job.
That's a good job.
Also, does it bother
Riley?
It's easy as fuck.
Isn't that basically what Anderson Cooper does every week?
Yeah, because I didn't talk into it.
Okay, fair enough. So we have Adam here because we needed a third Star Wars insider.
Geek, yeah.
Someone,
Star
I figured we needed someone better than me.
Yes.
I'm a lot better than you.
I almost regret bringing you on right now, you son of a bitch.
We don't.
Mutiny right now.
I figure real quick, let's give, I'm going to give some Adam a
trivia.
Pointers of what this show is. So you guys already explained to him what the show is, what it's called, why we are, right?
Yes. Please give him pointers, as just, if we know where to teach a class on this.
Can I get my notebook and write these down?
Go for it. We tend to get off topic.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's not going to happen as much in this episode, because I feel like Star Wars is going to be a pretty heated discussion.
It will.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have one major movie and six others that we need to talk about.
Yeah, and I'm assuming, you know... I'm guessing this could go upwards of 2 hours.
Let's do it.
I'm down. I don't care.
I'm down.
Well, I have a funny story about this movie that we'll get into when I'm explaining, you know, my experience with the movie. that, you know, maybe we'll end up wrapping this up a little early. Should I explain?
Well, no.
This is big.
All right. Explain. We never
explain important things.
Oh, okay.
No. Explain your story.
So, like, I was so excited. Can I get into Star Wars?
Let's get into Star Wars.
Okay.
It's been long enough.
Yes.
Oh, spoilers!
First, let's just say
spoilers!
Yeah. Hold on. Can I do my thing real fast?
Spoilers everywhere.
I'm just getting right into it.
Oh, that's right. You have a gift. I
have something to show you guys.
You have something.
Okay.
All right. So I guess Zach's got to start.
I bought 3 others like this.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
Probably one of the coolest things I've purchased.
You bought 3 others? Does that mean some of them are
three others of the same sort of genre.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
He's been hiding something.
The Imperial Handbook.
Ooh. Oh, I saw those. They have a bunch of books.
So it's like a commander's guide to, like, running the Imperial military and shit. So I read the entire thing today, and it's fucking sick.
cover to cover.
It's fucking great.
So if we fuck up our facts, you have this to go on.
I have, well, this is only for the Imperials.
Oh, okay. So our Imperial facts better be on par. Yeah.
So I do have the Jedi Path, the Book of the Sith, and the Bounty Hunter code book, the Files of Boba Fett coming in.
Oh. Interesting.
I have a controversial, I have a hot take on Boba Fett.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah?
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll get to it. Adam, go ahead. Let's get into Star Wars. Spoilers coming. It's been 2 weeks. If you haven't seen Star Wars, what the fuck's the matter with you? Okay. See fucking Star Wars, right? See.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, if you wanna.
Okay. Here's your fucking disclaimer.
Oh, boy.
Well, okay, so I fucking love Star Wars. It's like the best thing ever. It's awesome. And I was really pumped to go see this movie. And just a quick preface, I was so excited that on the ride over to the theater, I was driving, like, I don't know, like 21 miles an hour above the speed limit, and I ended up getting a ticket, and I have to go to court tomorrow. So if this movie sucked, I was going to be fucking pissed off, man. I'm just saying. But
are you going to...
What's your case for driving over?
Yeah, are you going to make that
Star
case?
Star Wars?
Are you going to make that case?
I was going to say, like, guys, it was Star Wars' fault. It was J.J. Abrams.
Honestly, yeah. try to send... You know what you should do? If you don't get off on it, send your ticket to J.J. Abrams. Explain, and maybe he'll pay for it. No, for real. That could actually happen. And then you can write a nice article.
Sue him, like, yo, dude.
No, don't sue him.
No, you got like, no. What happens?
Blame him for Star Trek Into Darkness. Blame him for the Lost finale. Now we're blaming him for your speed.
What's funny, because you said Star Trek was the Star Wars movies that he couldn't make.
That's right.
Like,
that is correct. J.J. Abrams, he wanted to make a Star Wars movie, couldn't make a Star Wars movie, so he made 2 Star Trek movies.
And then they said, hey, you want to make a Star Wars movie?
Yes, and he's like, finally.
He jumped on the opportunity.
Yes. All right, so you got a speeding ticket. Not as bad as our... I think our drive might have been more pathetic.
Really?
Yes.
The two of us were with 2 of our friends on the way to the midnight showing of the thing. Zach plugged in his phone, and we listened to the Star Wars soundtrack on the way. Yeah. So we did...
the Imperial March?
So we listened to the Imperial March, the main theme.
Which, the Imperial March, like, isn't even in the movie, funny enough. Yeah, isn't like one scene.
Yeah.
We did the Mos Eisley Cantina song.
Yep. We were rocking out.
As we pulled into the parking lot, you just...
And we were, like, dancing with the music. And I didn't expect... I expected a lot of weird looks, rather, but we really didn't get that many.
No, because we
Because everyone was just like, yeah. Like, because everyone was there for Star Wars.
Was this opening night?
Yes.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I went about a week later by myself because I had a spare moment. I'm like, yeah.
Which is rare for Nick.
Yeah. So I just kind of...
It's rare for him to have a spare moment.
Yes, yeah, so I just went by myself. And I was like, okay. That was my trip.
We went into a Star Wars coma. For about 12
hours. 12
hours.
14 hours.
What does that even mean?
We watched 14 hours of Star Wars.
We did the original trilogy.
Oh, you guys.
I did the original trilogy too.
In my living room, we had just a buffet of just junk food in front of us.
Like Domino's.
He got a chair. My friend Michael got a couch. I got a couch. And we sat there and didn't move for 10 hours watching the original trilogy.
Like his family left. Came back halfway through episode 6, and they were like, "Oh, you guys didn't move."
Yeah,
and we didn't move.
Did we like got bathroom,
up, like... we got up to go to the bathroom, and then just went right back to our seats and turned it on.
They ordered Domino's. They only got desserts.
Yes,
they only got just like they got like, yep, like 25 bucks worth of.
I got the lava cake, the marble cookie, and the Cinnasticks.
Yeah, that's what we did opening.
You know that I read somewhere that that's not healthy.
You know what? That might be true.
Did Dr. Oz tell you that?
I wouldn't trust Dr. Oz.
I'd have to do some independent research.
So all this to say, we're pretty excited for this movie.
Yes, we were.
And as the world was, and the box office returns have certainly proved that. Nicholas, don't
Speaking
say anything.
Of which, Nico, you want to pay me my $50 now? Have we hit that point yet?
It is already outgrossed.
It's already outgrossed.
Avengers.
I still can't believe you even... Why?
Why would he think that,
I know,
right?
It doesn't make any sense. I'm sure at the time it seemed like a good idea.
Well, you know?
We're talking about a movie franchise that has literally spawned religions of people following
it. That's a good point.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember why you defended it. I remember what you said. You were under the impression that the kids were going to drive Avengers ticket sales up.
Right.
But I think you failed to remember that kids also like Star Wars.
Yes. Then I forgot about me.
Yes. Yeah.
And then I forgot when I was 10, Star Wars was my life.
Exactly.
But yeah, the logic was, I mean, the original Avengers movie was the third highest grossing of all time. It was higher grossing than any of the Star Wars movies up until that point.
Well, you and I were both shocked when Jurassic World even got it.
I
knew that was going to happen.
I think we were kind of like,
really?
We're
enjoying it. Oh, yeah. I figured at this time, everyone was kind of excited for, you know, the next Jurassic Park. And, yeah, I was like, it's probably going to do very, very well.
Yeah.
And sure.
Well, I mean, I went, like, opening weekend for Jurassic Park.
I wasn't particularly excited.
Well, no, just because one of my friends was like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, nothing. He goes, let's go see a movie. I'm like, okay. So we went.
Yeah. Jurassic World. That was about my reaction.
Yeah, like, I wasn't excited to see it. I knew I was going to at some point, but...
Chris Pratt's and his abs are in another movie, guys.
Yeah.
Let's watch.
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch a movie with his abs in it. I got a problem.
I do like Chris Pratt.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Who doesn't?
Chris Pratt is pretty cool.
He is atop the Chris Power rankings right now. We've went over the Chris Power rankings.
What are the Chris Power rankings?
What are the Chris Power rankings?
You got Chris Pratt, you got Chris Evans, you got Chris Pine, and you got Chris Hemsworth.
You're forgetting Christopher Walken. What's wrong with you? The most important Chris.
No, he's not on that list. Of those four Chris's, I think you go Pratt at one, you go Evans at two, you go Pine at three, you go Hemsworth at four.
I might be able to put Hemsworth at actually.
Okay. Yeah. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Teach his own. But Pratt's number one. Anyway, Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. We're trying to get on it?
Yeah. All right.
See? We get off track often.
It happens. All
right. I'll give the honors to the guest here. Give me a review. Go ahead. Star Wars First Wave.
I loved it. Honestly. I mean, some people are kind of, you know, I don't know about it. But, you know, This is the fourth Star Wars film that I can definitively say that I love. You know, it as far as you know, the characters are great, the story's really good. I think what is that? What do you say?
I said the four for you are episodes 1, 2, 5, and 7.
Yes. No.
How dare you put 5 even close to 1?
Yeah,
I
was going to even make that part of the punchline. How dare you, sir? Even ironically say that 5 is bad.
Like that.
How dare you?
Whoa! You don't like The Empire Strikes Back?
Doing it. How dare you even put that in a joke? Like how dare you, sir?
I just decided that if I picked
those are the four he's seen.
I decided that if I picked the original trilogy or the prequels, it wouldn't be as funny as if I mix-matched them.
Oh,
you know?
Son of a bitch.
Guess what, Nick? You're fired, Nick. How about that?
That's adorable like that you think you can fire me. Where would you be without me? Let's be honest.
Doing only two podcasts.
I'd be friends with Adam. That's where I'd be. All right, keep going. Go ahead.
Circle
back around.
I was going to say, I felt like this was a movie that did a good job at paying homage to the old movies while also being like, okay, here's a little bit of the old, a little bit of the new, and we're going to try to update it for the 21st century and be like, okay, guys, the prequels are gone, wiping them away. This is Star Wars. We're back, and it's awesome. And it was a lot of fun, too. I can't go without saying that the action was friggin' great. Now, do you want to know what I didn't like about it?
Okay. Yeah, why not?
Go for it.
We can tell you why you're wrong.
Okay. No. I said I loved it.
One more do you want from the man?
Okay. A lot of people have been complaining about the Starkiller base and, you know, how it's too similar to the ending with the Death Star.
A little similar.
Well, it's not very... Star Wars until something big and round gets destroyed.
I was watching it like, hey, man, where did I see this before? Like, I feel like this is so familiar.
I feel like I've seen it twice.
To the movie's credit, though, that's more of the backdrop, whereas the conflict with Han and Rey and Finn going into the base and trying to blow up the shields or whatever.
Yeah,
That was the real... You know, that was the main story that was being told.
But again, I think what you said about the homage to the old ones, I think that was
sort of the it was the homage. It was, yeah, you know,
it was a very safe way of bringing Star Wars back, I think.
Yeah.
To and I think this did it right, whereas, you know, Jurassic World was a little too safe, in my opinion, and this one was like...
Considering they straight up copied the scene, yeah, where she's running from the T-Rex. But, in the ending scene.
But that's neither here nor there. Anyway.
No, it's way all the fuck over
yeah,
there.
Yeah. and as far as other things I didn't like, I wish they did more with Captain Phasma. Am I the only one? They didn't do shit.
No, well, yeah.
They didn't do anything with Captain Phasma.
We don't know. I mean, she could be back.
Yeah. Well, no, he's saying in this one.
But in this movie, I would have liked to have seen her do a little bit more, you know?
Well, she was sort of... I feel like I saw a lot of Captain Phasma in, like, things coming out. Like, yeah, before the movie came out, there was, like, what to look for in the new Star Wars. Like, there was always, like BuzzFeed articles and Upworthy articles and all that shit. And a lot of them included Phasma, and...
I can think of three scenes that she's
in. She hasn't done anything in those scenes. Like, there's no fighting or...
The most significant thing she does is at the very end, you know, when she drops the shields and that. So that was kind
of... Yeah, and that's it.
I don't know what you cut out, though. Like, I don't know what you take away. This was already a 2.5 hour long movie.
Make it three.
I would.
What's wrong with that?
It was 2 hours and 16 minutes. Actually, okay.
It is.
Actually, it was. You comic book guy.
Well, just to be fine.
If it was 2.5 hours, though, I think that would have been perfect.
They could have made it four. I don't care. So I don't have anywhere to go.
4 hours. Holy shit.
I got nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? They're just like, yeah, fuck it. 4 hours.
So you bring up Captain Phasma. I will say, this is some of the best stormtrooper we've ever gotten in a Star Wars movie.
Yes.
Or in anything, absolutely, for that matter. Cartoon or otherwise.
Do you see that thing online? And they're saying, like, everyone's favorite character is... what was it?
What?
T8R8 or something like that.
And
that's the stormtrooper that goes traitor, and he has the lance. Oh, so people are going apeshit. Yeah,
I want to talk about the memes. That's what I want to focus on.
Oh, God, no.
We'll get to
We'll get there when we get there.
And, okay, I had one other, like, minor complaint. Oh, this is just nitpicking. I would have liked to have seen, like, a scene more of Rey being a little more vulnerable. But again, that's nitpicking.
Well, it seems like all of your things I didn't like were just sort of little things.
No, exactly. That's the thing. That's why I say anyone who's like, you sounded like you didn't like it. I was like, no, I fucking love this movie. It was great.
and I do agree with all those. I mean, for me, you say we have a definitive, and I agree with it, except with number 7. I think the placement's in between 5 and 4 for me.
Wow. That's a little high. Okay.
Wait. 7's between 5 and 4?
5 and 4.
So we quizzed him on the rankings. He got him 100% right.
Yeah, of course.
He did.
Oh, yeah.
He went 5, 4, 7, 6, 3.
Hey, wait, don't tell me the answers. I'm ready to get a solid C on this quiz.
How many Star Wars movies have you seen?
I've seen all of them.
Okay.
Yeah, he's seen them all.
I've seen all of them several times each.
He's not like a geek about it.
Yeah. All right. I just go, yeah, they're okay. They're cool. Yeah. They're good movies.
Not a
I enjoy
geek
them.
About Star Wars.
I'm not a sci-fi guy.
I'm overall not a sci-fi kind of guy.
You're a fantasy guy.
Yeah. Right. Game of Thrones is my shit. You know, quiz me on that, I'll destroy you guys.
Did you like Brianna Tarth in this
I
as Captain
loved
Phasma?
You know, that's a great segue into one of my memes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I saw this great clip of Jaime Lannister revealing when Jaime Lannister gave Brianna Tarth the sword.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They have the scene where he's walking in and he pulls the curtain down. Instead of the sword, it's the armor, the stormtrooper armor.
Oh,
and she looks at it, she's staring at it. And then all of a sudden it just cuts to the scene of her walking in the armor. it's great. I'm like, I love it.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I think she was okay.
Yeah, she was good. She was good. I'd like to see more of her.
This is the fall like of... What's her name? Gwendolyn Christie? Is that her name? Gwendolyn Christie, I think is her name.
Brienne of Tarth.
Yeah. No, it is the fall of... Or the autumn of Brienne of Tarth. She was in Hunger Games.
Oh, is that what you meant by fall?
Yeah.
I was like, this fall's not a good fall.
As in the autumn. Or the winter. The winter is coming for Brienne of Tarth. And she was in Hunger Games.
I don't know what you're trying to say right now. What season is it?
She's in every movie!
So her career's jumpstart.
Yes, that's what I'm saying!
That's spring, you dipshit.
No.
Yeah. Autumn leads to winter. Winter means death.
If anything, it's summer, because everything big happens in summer.
What season are we in?
Why are we talking about seasons?
What season are we in?
Oh, I thought we were talking about a season in a metaphorical sense.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
What?
I thought you were saying in a metaphorical sense, like, oh, it's the spring of her career.
I was actually talking about the four seasons, the hotel chain. That's what I was
talking about. Oh, really? Well, now I understand why we're confused.
Not the Vivaldi compositions.
I was.
Oh, what about the Four Rooms at Mohegan?
I was talking about the old doo-wop or R&B singing group. The Four Seasons. That's what I was talking about.
Earth, Water, Wind, and Fire. All right.
I'm saying we're in the winter. Gwendolyn Christie is having a good year.
Okay.
So say you.
Yeah.
It's the winter of Christie.
I thought that was the one where he closed down the bridge.
What are you saying?
What?
Chris Christie.
Oh.
I took a fucking turn there.
Oh.
All right. Let's get back on topic. She's having a great year.
Yes, she is. Yeah. You don't say.
She's having a great fucking year.
I thought she was fine in this movie.
Yeah.
I thought she was fine.
Could have had a little bit more of her, like you said. I would have appreciated a little bit more of her, but hopefully in the future. That's what I'm looking for.
Her uniform was cool. Her Stormtrooper outfit.
It was like a holographic Pokemon card.
Here's the problem. If we're going to give her some credit, then we also have to give a lot of credit to Jango Fett, when you think about it. He had more screen time. He had more character, didn't he?
You ready? Ready for my hot take?
Here we go.
Ready for the hot take, man.
Obviously, your Jango Fett leads to your Boba Fett.
Ready for my hot take?
Yeah.
I fucking hate Boba Fett.
Ooh.
He hates Boba Fett.
I don't like Boba Fett.
I love Boba Fett.
I love Boba Fett.
He hates Boba Fett.
So you're not looking forward to Rogue One?
No. Well, he's not in Rogue One, is he?
I don't know. I thought that was about...
No, that's about the group of guys who stole the original Death Star plans.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought... Because what's the name of the... What's the name of...
The Slave One.
Oh, that's why. I was thinking it was the name of a ship. I was under the impression
of
the name...
I know what kind of ship it is, because I'm that much of a geek.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
If I saw it in a list,
it's
I'd
a
be
able to... It's a Firestrike Pursuit Special.
Yeah. Yes.
I was also told... a long time ago, people were like, oh, I think one of the in-between Star Wars movies is going to be about Boba Fett. So I think I was just under this impression.
I think eventually, right?
I think they were planning on doing a spinoff.
Well, some people said there was going to be a Han Solo
spinoff.
There is.
Yep.
What's that mean?
There is.
No, there is.
Yeah, oh, so they're going back in time? Okay.
It's in development already.
With Chris Pratt it's in development as Han Solo.
Oh. Yeah, it's going to be great.
That's going to be interesting. I was going to say, because I don't think Harrison Ford's on board.
No, apparently not.
Be amazing prosthetics.
Why don't you?
Is there anything like remotely interesting about Boba Fett other than he has a cool costume? Like, is there anything else about that we know about him?
He shoots the cool things out of his wrists.
Which, by the way, he missed.
Jetpack.
I'm just saying, he missed Luke when he was like 10 feet away. But no, I like the idea of
a bounty hunter.
There's this bounty hunter who's known.
Everywhere,
and yet we know nothing about him.
You know,
I love that.
There's that man with no name.
He's the Batman of the Star Wars universe.
But another thing I like about Boba Fett, I mean, I'm obviously with an Empire, is that, you know, this is the movie where Vader is the most evil, and he's a total son of a bitch, and everyone's afraid of him. And Boba Fett is constantly being like, yo, you gonna give me my money? I just love that. That's one element of his character that I always really enjoy.
That's it. Yeah, that's interesting that he's sort of a lone wolf.
Did you ever play the Star Wars Bounty Hunter games?
I did not.
They were fun.
I'm not a video
and
game
I,
guy.
I think playing as that character who has all that technology, the jetpack and stuff, I kind of find a little bit more
But you played as Jango Fett?
It's the same technology, I'm saying. It's the same gear. And, like, so I can kind of, like, I think I have a new appreciation for the Star Wars universe's bounty hunters.
I will say that Boba Fett is not the most complex character in the series.
No.
Not even close.
No, not at all.
He's still very interesting, regardless.
Maybe I don't get the lore. Like, I was never an action figure guy, but I feel like Boba Fett made the best action figure.
But that goes back to the whole you don't know anything about him. You could do anything with him, and they could all fall into it.
I guess
if you're playing with a Han action figure and you put him in a fucking X-wing, that's wrong, and it's not okay.
But I was
creativity flow,
I was
guys.
The pompous kid though that like didn't play with action figures, yeah. And I watched like. Old movies, and I like obsessed, and I was the nerdy, like
you don't say,
even nerdier, and I'm still to this day that guy. And I just don't think I sympathize with the I like Star Wars because it looks cool and there's laser swords. I actually enjoyed the story of Star Wars.
No, I was gonna say, Empire Strikes Back is okay. It is to me, it's one of the best movies I've ever seen. Honestly, I love The Empire Strikes Back. So when people say, like, it, the only reason you like Star Wars is because it's, you know, it's stupid laser sci-fi crap. And I'm like, no, it's great story.
No, it's great
Really good story and really good character. I just, you know, and that's, it's very important that, you know, the characters drive the story. It's not just story driving story. And
yeah,
amen.
High five, by the way. Yes.
High five. Yes. I get into this argument with Nick all the time.
Yes, because plot is totally insignificant. And
high five. Keep going.
Yes. Whoa.
Say something else. Say something else.
I told you you'd love him. Did I not?
You did say it. You did say he'd love
him. Yes. No, Nick and I get in this argument routinely.
Yeah, the only difference between you and Adam is that Adam's, like, not trying to argue all the time for no reason.
Yes.
So hold on. So can we kick Nico out?
I mean, I'm okay with that.
Another thing I
do a thing called the Nico Show. Would you like?
Yeah,
to
it's not like your Nico Show plug has gotten us very far.
That's a good point. No, I get in this argument with Nick all the time of that he is a big plot guy, and that's why he loves Game of Thrones. He loves fantasy for that way. Is that it's very plot heavy, and I've always said that I really don't care what the plot of a movie is if the characters are interesting and I want to spend my time with them.
Mm-hmm,
I feel like that's the only thing, and that is what George Lucas failed to understand when he made the prequels.
Exposition. Yeah. Shut the. Fuck up.
And he made his characters shallow tax collectors that, you know, that...
Yeah, it's not interesting at all.
And it was shallow and one-dimensional, and there was, I guess, interesting stuff. I mean, I kind of...
It depends if you want to build a story or build a universe, you know what I mean? That's really the thing. It's like...
That's not true, because look at a movie like Slacker. Has no plot, absolutely no plot, but
what
it's...
What is Slacker?
What is Slacker?
It's Richard Linklater's first film.
Oh, is it?
And literally, the movie is just...
I haven't seen it.
It's just people. It's just, you know, a camera that just follows the people of Austin. And that's it.
I love Linklater,
and it's
though.
Fascinating. But, I love it. And that's all it is. It's just a day in the life of the people of Austin.
But there's exactly 1% of people in the world that hint at like Richard Linklater.
What?
I think there's like
everybody likes School of Rock. Come on.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, he did School of Rock?
He did School of Rock.
Oh, I like School of Rock.
Yeah, there you go.
No. That's all I got for the record.
No, how many... I guarantee you they don't know what the Before Sunset, Before Sunrise. I love them too, but they don't know. They don't like dialogue heavy romantic trilogies that span 30 years.
That's probably the best romance. Look, the first one is probably the best romance film I've ever seen.
It's wonderful, but they're dialogue heavy. Just like you're just spending time with these two people, and it's and I love it, and he loves it, but people are.
It's not a matter of I don't love it. It's just nobody's telling me to watch it. Nobody's sent me down. Like,
I've never heard of it.
I went out of my way to watch. I heard about it. I was like, oh, I should probably see that.
See, I don't know if you guys realize, I generally don't go out of my way to watch much. Like, if you put me in front of a thing and tell me to watch it, I will. I'll watch it.
You're more of a TV guy, I'm assuming?
You know, I just do whatever I can to pass the time at this point.
You're a Jordan Moffat guy. When Jordan Moffat tells
Jordan
you to watch
Moffat.
Something, you watch it.
You know, I didn't, actually. The things he told me to watch, I didn't watch.
There you go.
No, I watched That 70s Show on Netflix because it's available. Like,
you have Malcolm in the Middle on there too, you know, you can watch that.
I'm planning to eventually. I'll rewatch it. Okay. I don't care.
I'll rewatch it.
Yeah, why not? But like, you know, if somebody used to tell me what to watch, I ask people all the time, make me a list, and nobody ever does it.
I'll make you a list.
Do it.
After this, I will make you a definitive list.
Make me a list.
Of like 150 movies that you need to watch.
You know what you need to do? Yeah, make me a list, and I'll start a blog.
Oh, so I just saw this movie.
Every week I'll watch a movie and I'll write about it.
What time, Nick?
Another project.
With what time?
Another internet project.
I'll stop after like two movies.
It'll be called the Linklater the Linklater Experience.
Yeah.
Have you seen Tape?
No, not yet.
Tape's a good movie.
Yeah, I
see it. Fucking Tape. All right, sorry.
So no Star Wars.
What about
I'm like Linklater all job. Beyond lost.
Speaking of Lost, J.J. Abrams Lost. Did that, and he also did Star Wars, so,
ooh,
great segue.
Nice segue.
Yeah. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
No, that was a poor segue.
Okay.
As all of our segues are.
We've got a couple good segues.
Zachary.
Yes.
Your review, sir.
Like I said, it's for
fact,
me, it's...
What? Nico likes to always save his opinions for last. Because
it's the best.
No,
yeah.
High five.
Well, like I said, I loved this movie. I'm putting it before 4 and 5. You know, there's something about 5 that's
You're putting it ahead of 4 and 5.
No,
between. Oh, between. You said ahead.
Did I say? Yeah, I, did I say ahead?
He's putting it before. Yeah.
Oh, I in between. Okay. 4, 7, 5, 7, 4.
Okay.
There was something about 5 that you don't really get with 7. I don't know what it is, but there's something extra in 7 that's not in 4. I can't explain it.
I don't think there's a scene in 7 that really stacks up with a singular scene in 5.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's anything in this that's as good as the opening
unless,
sequence.
Unless, I mean, spoiler, Han Solo's death was pretty... That's the biggest... Like, when people say this was an emotional experience, they're definitely referring to...
That's the only emotion death. Is...
Otherwise, I teared up a few times.
But that's the difference between this and Empire, is that Empire, it's a much darker film, and it's a much, you know, the overall emotional ride, and just the transformation with the characters, to see what Luke goes through, to see what even Han goes through. It's just a much... I can't... Yeah, it is hard to explain.
It's a more dynamic movie.
Yeah, there we go.
It's a more dynamic movie. It.
But we've talked about this. I don't know if we've talked about it on a podcast, but I don't know why I like certain things, but I do.
No, that's okay.
We've talked about this. I like weird things, and I do. And,
oh, I love weird things.
But I also like in movies when we talked, I said this when we were talking about James Bond, that I like movies that sort of go back and have homages and little things pointing towards the old ones.
Yes.
I like which it. Is why with 4, it was the first one that came out, and it's a great movie. Don't get me wrong. One of my favorite movies of all time, but there's something about watching 7 and seeing the Millennium Falcon showing back up, and you know, seeing the classic X-wing fighters alongside the new X-wings, and there's something there that it speaks to me more than just watching a new movie that's supposed to set the story of the entire series. It was just something a little bit extra, which is why I like it a little bit more than 4.
I totally agree.
Yeah. Yes,
I think the homages were perfect in this. That's what I was saying. It's like, because sometimes you get those clever little winks, like, it's like, hey, remember when we did this? And it's like, yes, and you're rolling your eyes like, yeah, I remember when you
did that.
Well,
and then I realized this the second time I went to go see the movie. The first time I went, I was sitting next to my friend Mike, friend Mike, and when the opening crawl came and it said, Leia sends her most daring pilot. I literally leaned over to my friend and I'm like, I wonder who that is. And then I realized the second time, it's not even close to who I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Like, everything about me said, it's going to be Han. But then it wasn't Han. And Han doesn't show up until considerably later.
Like 40 minutes in.
Yeah, and it was...
Did everything seem a little too convenient at times?
But isn't... Okay.
I mean, I know that's like kind of just how it is. And
that's another thing that I don't care as much about.
That doesn't bother me.
It's because you got to think like, okay, it's just the story they're telling. You know, if it's convenient, it's convenient. Sure, whatever. It can't be eye rollingly.
Well,
convenient.
I think
it doesn't bother me that much because like it was still made a good movie. But
I think with Star Wars,
it's a fucking giant galaxy, tons of planets.
But no, here's what I'm saying. I think in the Star Wars sort of universe, you can get away with that because you can just be like, oh, because the Force exists in all things. So the Force sort of was playing this out and is edging everybody to meet back up and defeat and to give balance back to the Force.
But
you can't get away with that. You can't get away with that in another movie, but you can sort of get away with it in this one.
The Force could do that. Why don't they just, like, kill all the bad guys?
But I thought the Force was just little microscopic organisms.
Fuck off. Fuck the midichlorians.
That, you know, only certain people have. So, yeah, that argument is bullshit.
I was just going to say that is... I mean, the fact that we have to buy that Luke and Leia just happen to run into each other and they're also brother and sister, I mean, that is...
Yeah.
It's such... Talk about a small world. It's a small galaxy. It really is. Like, though. It's a small galaxy after all. I just made out with my sister. Yeah, I mean, it's like... It's all... The whole story is that of conveniences. So I feel like it's not too much of a stretch in this one. I will say, back to your point about this being an homage, that was one of the struggles that J.J. Abrams originally ran into. This was supposed to come out in the summer of this year. It was supposed to come up back in May.
Yep.
And JJ, when they first signed him up for it, he's like, all right, I'll do it for you, but we have to push this back because I've seen the script and the script is not to par.
Yeah.
The problem with it, was that they were having a hard time balancing. It was that the original characters were so consuming the story and taking it over that it was all homage and nothing new.
Yeah.
And that was, I think, the big struggle, and that was their first sort of hurdle that they had to jump over, was a way of incorporating the old stuff, giving the fans that dose of nostalgia, but at the same time, introducing a new story. And I thought the balance of that was so perfect in this.
That's the reason why I want little taste, not an overdose of...
Yeah. It's my problem every time. I know you love this show, Zach. I know. But it was when I started watching Gotham. That was
love
my big
Gotham.
Problem with it. It's all references to Batman stuff. And there's nothing new, and there's no original story. It's just, oh, I have a riddle for you. I wonder who that character's gonna be. Or, hello, my little penguin.
But I mean, I don't watch it to watch stories. I know I watch it to learn the development of Penguin.
But it's not development.
But
it's
not. But it sort of is.
No, it's not. It's not. It's taking out a Batman comic and just picking out random words and just shouting them. That's all that is. And, like, if you're into that, that's fine. But I want something new, which is why I love the Dark Knight movies, and which is why I will not like the new Batman Superman movie. It's that I he's rolling his eyes. Thank God.
Don't
you
even get me
others.
Started on the Bat... Oh, God.
That's another podcast.
Yes.
That's total... That's the 3 hours right there.
But the balance of old and new, and the fact that these characters... And I'm talking specifically about Finn, Rey, and Poe here, are all so rich and great.
Yeah.
It was incredible, and that's all I wanted. And considering that they also had to kill off Han Solo, and they also had to launch his whole movie universe, and they had to get from point A to point B in this whole thing, it was really remarkable.
Oh, yeah.
So, what did you not care about? Not care for so much?
Not care? I'm going to get some backlash for this, but okay. I didn't like... What's his name? Adam Driver?
Yeah.
Really?
I really didn't like him in the role of Kylo Ren.
I loved him as Kylo Ren.
I'm hearing this.
He can play a good Kylo Ren, but when he takes it off, I want to hit him in the face with a chair.
He does have a weird face.
Like, he's always in a pout. Yeah.
It's a surprising face. It definitely
and
is.
I'm not saying his acting's bad.
Yeah.
You know, his acting is fine. It's himself. It's the same thing with, I don't really like, and you guys hate me for this, but I don't really like Paul Giamatti. Because...
Why?
Wait a minute!
Why?
But no, I figured out why I can't remember him, is because I don't like him.
I'm surprised you even have an opinion on him when last week you didn't even
know
he was.
His name.
But no, that's
ago.
Why
yeah,
I keep
yeah.
forgetting who he is, because I don't care for him.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Well.
But
shame.
We'll agree
shame.
To disagree on
well,
that, sir.
Like
one of the great character
actor,
actors of the last.
Something about him I don't
nah,
like.
Sure, of course. Nah. Why would you?
Guys, he played a pretty sweet rhino, though. Am I right?
Right.
You are right. You are right.
The best thing about Amazing Spider-Man 2, which is really not saying anything, but the best part of that movie, no doubt.
Not Gwen Stacy's death. That wasn't. You didn't enjoy that.
That was an enjoyable.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed that. No, I definitely enjoyed her dying.
So I enjoyed when George was in the theater. And didn't know she was gonna die.
Yeah.
So right as she dies, he yells out loud, "Trust fall!"
In a dead silent fucking movie theater. And then it happens, and I look over. I was sitting right next to him.
I
look over, and he's like,
"Well,
like, he's like,"
because I whisper to George, and I go, "George, she's dead." And he's like, "Oh, I didn't know."
Oh, he didn't realize the music was gonna cut off. Is that what it was?
He didn't know she. No. He did not know she was gonna die.
Oh my god.
That annoys
god.
The shit out of me though, because it was in the trailers. And anyone who knows anything about those comics is like, Gwen Stacy's falling from the tower.
She's dead.
She's
dead.
Wearing the jacket, you
but
guys.
But the way they
oh,
did
no
it.
Way.
She's good. Wearing the jacket from Death of Gwen Stacy.
Anyway.
Oh my god. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so you didn't like Adam Driver.
I really didn't like Adam Driver.
I like Adam Driver.
Yeah, so do I.
I like him a lot.
But I said, I like him as Kylo Ren, not when he takes the mask off. There's just...
I became
a little
a
mixed
fan,
on him.
Yeah.
I'm a little mixed on him.
I became a fan of his when I saw Inside Llewyn Davis.
Please, Mr. Kennedy. Oh!
It was awesome.
These two are going to start jerking each other
like,
off.
I was like, oh my god, this fucking, this guy
we
is
might,
hilarious.
We might need
a
oh,
do we need, a, do we need to split you two up?
I think we need to split you two up because I'm starting to see hands moving under the table and I'm getting uncomfortable.
Please.
So,
Mr. Kennedy.
Oh! Oh,
I don't want to go.
It's the same joke. Nothing's changed in the past.
But Oscar Isaac, great in that movie.
Yes, Oscar
so
Isaac.
So good in that movie.
We should do a podcast just on Inside Llewyn Davis and talk about how great it is. Because Coen Brothers are fucking awesome.
People don't like Inside Llewyn Davis, and I love it. And what? I feel like I'm the only one that loves it. But I love the cult. I just watched Miller's Crossing again last night.
Oh, I love
Miller's Crossing! I love Miller's Crossing!
I love
it's so great!
We've totally lost it.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
How great is, what's
they're not even accepting our existence anymore.
Lights over there.
Please, don't look into your heart. What heart? Fuck you.
Oh, so good!
Yes.
So good.
Oh, so we were talking about, Star Trek or something?
You know what I realized?
Cast.
I should have
Cohen cast.
I should have had you come over for a Nico Show episode, just to introduce you to.
Yeah. Yes,
for like a good hour.
Oh, so like I'm just meeting Nico now. I don't know about this guy. Oh my God, Inside Llewyn Davis just.
We should have done that to let you guys get it all out.
No. So okay, Inside Llewyn Davis is a movie about an independent folk singer who is like supposed to be Bob Dylan, but isn't Bob Dylan.
Just before Bob Dylan.
Right. Yep. And so there's a scene in the movie, it's just a one-off scene. Adam Driver's in this scene, and they're doing, like, a session recording for, like, a jingle. And the song's called Please, Mr. Kennedy, and it's about, like, NASA, I think, launching, something like that.
It's a...
And so Adam Driver's in the studio, and, this could be the ending music for the episode, by the way.
Not Star Wars?
No,
Star Wars theme?
And Oscar Isaac's singing, and Adam Driver just all of a sudden, he, in between as his backup singer, just goes, oh! And it's hilarious. It's great.
No, I think I'm going to disagree with you. I think we're going to put Star Wars.
No, I don't know.
No, we need to put Star Wars.
Inside the Okay.
Now it's a 50-50. Okay. But with the normal people, it's 2-1.
The normal people.
Normally, your opinion is wrong.
So.
No, I love Adam Driver. Yep. He's. I thought he was very good in this. Yeah, okay. Yeah, the face is a little weird, though, I will say. Yeah. Punchable face.
He was a whiny, bitchy teen the whole movie.
No,
and Dad doesn't understand me.
No. Okay, see, a whiny, bitchy teen is Anakin from the other movies.
He was also a whiny, bitchy teen.
But no, that's a whiny, bitchy teen.
He was looking up to Anakin the whole time, of course.
He was looking up to Darth Vader. There is technically...
No, he was not.
No, there's a difference.
There is a difference.
That's why we see the ghost of Hayden Christensen, because that was the last time we knew Anakin Skywalker as Anakin Skywalker, and then he redeems himself at the end. You're seeing it all wrong, Nick.
I did like, though, that the
last time I remember seeing Anakin Skywalker is when all his limbs were chopped off. But
here's the thing, though.
He loses 5 in, like, 4 movies, but he keeps one the entire fucking time. I don't fucking get it. Like, he keeps his left arm of all the limbs.
But villains aren't...
Hopefully he's a lefty and he can jerk off.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
He lost his right arm 3 fucking times.
But like I was... Oh. But, yeah, I That's like gross. Villains that, I was gonna sneeze. Fuck you. anyway.
Good, he's getting the lingo down.
Okay. No, he is. No, he's getting the vocabulary down really well, yeah.
But, no, I really liked him because, you know, I mean, any villain that I can kind of understand and I can see the problems, you know, they're not just evil because, you know, they're evil, like,
fucking... Well, yeah, and I like the fact that you could physically see his struggle throughout the movie.
And even, you know,
that he was fighting these two sides.
And when he says, like, I'm being torn apart, like, you know, I totally buy that. And I was like, this...
But, and I'm not going to say I don't like Adam Driver, because I don't know if he always makes that face.
Fair enough.
In this movie, I don't like Adam Driver.
I think there's a lot left to be said about Kylo Ren. That's the thing. I don't think I enjoyed it. See, I don't know if I totally bought why he was evil. Because the whole movie, to me, he came across...
There's a theory I found about that.
He came across to me just like a whiny bitch. Like, oh, mom and dad, you'll never... Like, he was just going through a phase. Like, you'll never understand me. I'm going to listen to my rock music and kill people with my lightsaber. And, you know, I think there's obviously some of his backstory that we don't know yet.
Mm-hmm. But he was seduced by the dark side.
Yeah, but why? You know, because, like, at least, like, when Anakin was doing it, he was under the impression... that it was life or death for Padme. I'm not saying it justifies it, but like, what?
It justifies it to a degree.
But this kid but was not... literally like, oh yeah, Han Solo's my dad, Leia's my mom, I'm being taught by my Uncle Luke, who is like a Jedi Grandmaster, and then suddenly, yeah, I'm gonna be a dick. Like, because mommy and daddy don't understand me. They sent me away to summer camp with Uncle Luke, and I'm mad. Like, it doesn't make sense. I don't see where he's coming from.
As of now, it doesn't make sense.
Right, yeah, I was gonna
say. That's why I'm saying.
Guaranteed in the next one, we're gonna find out the backstory.
Right. And then,
a good portion of the backstory, if not all.
And then the other thing was, like, when you say, oh, he's being torn apart, yeah, but at the same time, it didn't seem like he had that hard of a time killing his dad, right? He kind of was just like, obviously, as soon as he said, can you help me, I knew he was going to kill Han. I was like, you fucker. Yeah. I knew it was going
to
happen right
away. Well, there's, like I said, I found a theory, and I read it to Nico,
And we both sort of agree with it.
Which one is this?
The one I saw on BuzzFeed.
Oh, BuzzFeed is very reliable.
No, it's like, no, it's this girl submitted her dad's theory about it, and it actually makes a lot of sense.
Refresh my memory.
Kylo chose to go to the dark side to destroy it.
Oh, there's like a sleeper agent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, here's what I liked
about it. I don't know, his anger seemed pretty genuine, though.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, I don't know if that's... See, I mean, that'd be a cool theory, but his anger was too genuine. I don't think... Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And when
that's the only,
his chest at
that's
the end,
only yeah. thing I would disagree yeah. with. And he seemed pretty, like, determined to kill these people. Like,
yeah.
he took pleasure in it.
Mm-hmm.
A little too much.
I just thought it was interesting to see someone who is, you know, obviously he's feeling the tug of the light, but he's also, you know, like, oh... I've been seduced to the dark side, and I like the dark side. And I mean, I don't know, dude. I totally bought that, you know, he was going through this struggle. And, again, there's a lot of this story that we've yet to see, but I definitely got the impression that, you know, he was taken by Snoke, and Snoke was yes. like, well, now, you know, there's no Sith left, so obviously he's trying to get more Sith and destroy the Jedi.
Yeah,
so,
I think I was reading something that he's not a Sith, right? He's not a
Snoke?
Sith. No,
Snoke?
No.
Well, they don't call themselves the Sith anymore, do they?
Yeah, they're Sith do not exist anymore. Yeah. It's like something else.
Yeah,
right?
Well, the only reason the Sith exist is literally because of the Jedis. When there's, like, really no more Jedis, when Luke's, like, the last Jedi, there's really no more Sith.
Yeah.
Like, it's a weird sort of yin and yang sort of thing. Like, when the Jedis exist, the Sith exist. When they don't exist, they don't exist.
Okay.
Type of thing.
I did like with him sort of the deconstruction of the whole... Like, the thing about Darth Vader is that he was a kid that was sort of primed by the Emperor to be, like, this Sith Lord.
Yeah, like, the Emperor was always planting the seeds of...
Right.
This sort of dark...
And it's almost...
I felt like that's kind of what Snoke had done, we just didn't see it yet.
But...
And I'd like to see more.
Yeah, I mean, but, like, it was that he was sort of destined to be this great warrior, and he was, like, gonna be, like, this unstoppable villain. And I kind of like the idea that Adam Driver is just a kid that wants to be that, but never will be. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like that he's just sort of a wannabe... I enjoy that.
He got his ass whooped.
And he
did.
That's awesome.
That's
he's a vulnerable,
exactly, right. Exactly.
He's a vulnerable bad guy.
That's exactly right.
Great. I love it in movies when there are stakes. If there's no stakes, I don't give a shit about what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I love Mad Max Fury Road so much, because every time something's happening... I'm fearing for these characters. Like, not even pregnant bitches are safe. So.
Aww.
Sad.
Now I'm sad.
But it's true.
But do you, Fury Road.
Yes. But I can't help but get locked into it every time something like that happens. So
yeah,
this...
I think J.J. Abrams knows how to do things like that. He's.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think. I'm not saying that I don't like Kylo Ren or Adam Driver as Kylo Ren. I think what I'm saying is that I want to know more.
You're missing something to make your decision about it.
Yeah, you're kind of missing the point of the trilogy, you know?
Well, I know, they're setting up. Yeah. I mean, I'm aware. I just, you know, I can't make a decision.
But it also doesn't help that, you know, we weren't, you know, alive when the original trilogy came out. So we were always sort of able to just watch them
all
at once. So we never yearned for that backstory.
There's a lot missing in, you know, A New Hope.
Yeah.
From your point of view, there's a lot.
Right.
Like, if you just watched that one and hadn't seen the other ones, you're like, oh, I don't understand what's going on with Vader, why he wants, like, it's...
That makes... Yeah.
I wanted to know a little bit more about Gollum when I saw Lord of the Rings for the first
time.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have a problem with mystery, you know, especially in a trilogy sense when I'm like, yeah, I know it's going to kind of be
I think the reason I'm saying, though, is that I can't...
I like anticipation. I'm sorry.
I think the reason I'm saying is, like, right now, I'm under the impression, and it seems like, he's just a whiny bitch. And I would like to hope there's more to that.
Yeah.
That's really what I'm saying.
Let's talk about Snoke.
Snoke. Okay, I don't know anything really about Snoke.
Snoke's the worst part of this movie,
yeah.
right?
I literally thought he was a giant at first. I didn't realize he was a Hollywood...
So did I. I swear to... I'm like, oh my god, he's fucking huge.
I literally thought he was like a 90-foot alien. Yeah. I was like, what is this?
Really didn't work for me.
Yeah, Snoke is the evil bad guy I was talking about that I don't like. He's kind of like... what's his name in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Thanos?
No, not Thanos.
The other one.
The blue
dude? Yeah, fuck him. That guy.
Yeah, that dude.
The fact that we don't know his name,
but
call him the
blue
dude?
That's what I'm talking about. Like, villains like that, where it just feels like, are you just evil just because?
Well, that's a Marvel thing.
That's something
that is, yeah.
Marvel,
I hate that.
Marvel has nailed. Talk about one-dimensional villains. That is just Marvel's.
But again, we don't know anything about Snoke.
That's true. Yeah.
again.
But I don't know. Yes, but he also doesn't. He doesn't intrigue me all that much.
Yeah.
Like the thing about the Emperor, we didn't know much about the Emperor either. But like, you were still like really intimidated.
Well, the other thing about the Emperor is that like you're always wondering like why is the Emperor in charge and not Darth Vader? And then the first time he shoots lightning, it's like holy shit!
Right.
Like.
Yeah.
You right. don't realize how powerful the Emperor is at first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, but. I don't know. Yeah, Snoke is not really.
The only reason I'm interested in Snoke is because, again, it was a
fan theory.
Yeah, with a movie like this, there's gonna be theories out the ass, and one of them is that Snoke is Darth, not Malgus. Who is Palpatine's master?
Plagueis.
Yes, Plagueis. Plagueis or something. Like that.
Yeah, something like that. That he was, that Snoke is that guy, the guy who's supposed to have conquered death and is immortal and all this stuff.
Yeah,
and
he's supposed to be the one. Yeah, I read this too. He's supposed to be the one who's found a way to use the dark side of the Force to cheat death, and, which is what Anakin was searching for.
Right. Right.
This is what Palpatine promised.
And
Anakin.
Going back to what you said about the homage, that'd be sort of the ultimate homage, going back to, oh, how did this all start? Anakin wanted to cheat death.
Yeah. Don't we want to forget? The prequels, though.
But, you know, but wouldn't it be doing the entire series a disservice to pretend they don't exist?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah, we can't forget the first one. As much as we would like to, as much as we want the neuralizers from Men in Black to exist so we can wipe those three movies out, we sort of have to accept them.
Yeah.
And
I don't feel like that's what they're trying to do. I feel like this one actually did a pretty serviceable job of trying to erase those.
Yes.
Right?
I mean, with the prequels, I mean, I can get by a lot of the prequels. It's like, okay, Yoda flipping and using his lightsaber, it's totally out of his character, makes no fucking sense, but okay.
But you can accept, yeah.
Yeah, it's... whatever. You know, Anakin being a whiny bitch and meeting Obi-Wan Kenobi as a kid, even though it contradicts the story, I'm like, okay, whatever. I hate it, but I'll deal with it. I cannot stomach midichlorians. I hate them so much. And the fact that there wasn't even any little bit of mention of them in this movie, that alone made me love the film. I was like applauding them for that. It was just incredible. I was like,
that's
JJ,
just because it's ancient knowledge.
Thank
lost.
You. Yeah, it's like thank you for ago. Understanding Star Wars. I was like. Oh.
Well, I mean, yeah, he is a fan. That's why I think what makes it a little bit different.
Exactly.
Is that he wasn't... Because I think, obviously, the prequels were written to make money. Let's just... I mean, not that this wasn't.
I don't buy that. No, I don't buy that.
I think what it was is coming out with episode 4 and then realizing, oh, fuck, I have 3 more to make.
Yeah.
It started off with, oh, I have this sort of general story. How do I extend it into 3 movies?
George Lucas, I honestly believe this was a labor of love for him. I honestly, and that's the thing about George Lucas, I don't
think so.
I'm not mad at, see, a lot of people view him like Mr. Moneybags, jumping into a pool of things. I honestly believe he loves these movies, he just forgot how to make a good one.
Yeah.
He's even admitted that he loves every movie he's made.
Yeah.
And, no, I never...
Except
I never,
the holiday special.
Yeah. I agree. I never thought that he was trying to, you know, like piss people off and only do it for money and shit.
Well, no, but... I'm not saying that. I mean, I'm saying I agree. He did love Star Wars. It's what made him this icon. I mean, hell, his house is the Skywalker Ranch.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that he did things how he did it was sort of aimed at making money. Like, in the long run, he realized, what's the best way to make money off these? I love them, but it's like do what you love type of thing.
I'm not even necessarily saying, like, it was all up to him. I mean, I didn't say he did it. You know, he probably had a lot of pressure from a lot of other people.
But we're just talking about George Lucas, and that's the thing. I don't believe he did it entirely for money. I think it's like...
Well, no, but I was originally
Like, Jar Jar was... Yeah.
I was originally saying
it was a mistake.
For money.
But they only made them because he said he wanted to make 6. That was his plan.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm making 6. There's never going to be 7, which is funny now. He said, there's only going to be 6. This is my grand plan. I want to do it. And they gave him full control to write and direct all the prequels.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was born out of something. You know, they didn't just get the idea. Whoever, Lucasfilm, whoever else was on the board of directors didn't say, hey, let's make 3 more.
I'm sure somebody whispered in his ear. It was like, Sam, how does the Force work? You better just explain this. Like, somebody probably whispered in his ear.
But he
already
explained it in
the
other movie.
They did explain it, yeah.
God damn it. Fuck, I hate
But give him credit. I mean, give him credit. I mean, it was 22 years before.
Yes. No, I'm not giving him credit. Fuck that. No.
Lucas.
I mean, another problem with the prequels is that, you know, I think he admitted that he made them up as he was going.
Yeah.
It was, there was no general story like there was for the originals. It was, yeah, here's, well, episode one, and oh yeah, I'm done with episode two, and I think I got an idea for three.
Well, and I think the biggest sort of indicator of that is when Padme's giving birth, they're just like, oh, it's a girl.
Leia.
Like, what? Wait a minute. There's got to be some reasoning. Yeah. Why? You can't just be, oh, yeah, that's Leia.
I just love the name. I was looking through a catalog of the most popular names.
In the galaxy.
In the galaxy. Vogue magazine put out an article.
It was right behind Salacious.
Yes. You had Salacious. Old Ben was another one that was really high up there.
Obi-Wan.
No, I mean Old Ben.
Do you think they mean Old Ben?
And, no shit! Of course they mean Old Ben!
Okay, hold on. So I got my dad and his wife watching them over this Christmas break.
Yeah.
Because she's never seen them. My dad has, but he doesn't geek out about them like I do, whatever. So I was talking with them about it, and I'm like, you know what one of my only issues with the original trilogy is? And they're like, what? I'm like, it takes Luke so long to find out that Obi-Wan and Old Ben are the same. Obi-Wan Kenobi, yeah, and Old Ben Kenobi are the same person. But it takes him half a second to realize, oh, Leia's my sister. When he finds out he has a sister. He's like, I have a sister. Oh, it's Leia. Good for you. What?
Well, let's say you're
more
going
in touch with the Force.
Let's say, like, you're going into hiding. Let's say, like, you just killed a guy.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody was going to say it.
You're a cocaine dealer, you know, and you got to hide away.
How about a fugitive? Because that's what Obi was.
Whatever. You're getting a new passport, right? You're going down to the post office getting a new passport. Why the fuck are you changing your first name and not your last name?
Yeah.
What good is that going to do you?
We said he would have been better off keeping Obi-Wan and then changing it to, like, Jin.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Like, keep Qui-Gon Obi-Wan. Like, keep the Obi-Wan.
Like, change the most defining thing about
it. The Qui-Gon Jin.
Let's give it some credit. We are trying to understand the galaxy and the universe, yeah, of a fictional, you know, it doesn't exist, so, yeah, you know.
It exists to me. It's real to me, goddammit!
There is something interesting that we haven't touched upon, in that when you're talking about...
Come up on the mic.
When you're talking about any sort of franchise of movies, you have to look at it from two different perspectives, and you have to distinguish, okay, is it a good film, and is it a good film within its franchise? So, for example...
I always say that shit.
For example...
I always say that shit, and he disagrees with me.
For example, and this is going to piss everyone off, uh-oh, but I'm going...
Maybe not. Try
I'm
me.
Going there.
He's going there. Hot damn.
If he says what I think he's saying, you're
coming in hot.
Indiana Jones 4.
Okay, never mind. Not where I was going.
Oh, no.
Is not a bad film.
All right. That was nice, nice spending some time with you. Adam, nice to meet you.
But it's a terrible Indiana Jones movie.
There you go.
I said the same thing about Dark Knight Rises. It's a good sort of action, yes, movie. It's a god-awful Batman movie.
I totally agree.
I always say that shit. Finally, I have someone who, yes, agrees with me.
And that's
thank you.
And you have to look at the prequels that way, because it's like, okay. One,
I said that the other day, too.
One and two are, okay, as movies, if I'm...
Here's where Nico and I actually agree.
All my fanboys...
High five, buddy.
Yeah. But all my fanboy aside, I look at the prequels, okay, just as films, standalone, I'm like, okay, they're not good, but...
They're not good, but they're not...
Whatever. Yeah, you shrug them off.
Yeah.
The third one...
If you just take it as a space,
yeah,
movie,
exactly,
they're not terrible.
But, you know, you're like, eh.
They're atrocious.
But they're terrible Star Wars.
Yeah.
Let me just
say
awful.
This, though. Here's the thing. I mean, yeah, I guess it is important to, like, look at it for, like, what kind of movie it is in general.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day... What's more important is how it is in relation to the series that it's in, because that's all that matters.
I don't know about that. Yeah, I disagree.
I don't like... Here, okay. There is a separation here, and I'm going to sound like a traditionalist, like a grumpy old man. I understand. But there is a difference between television and movies. And that television is meant to sustain a number of seasons, and you're supposed to get to know characters, and you're supposed to save some of your twists and your turns and your development for later episodes. I don't like the fact that line is starting to blur a lot more, and that we're now creating television shows out of our movies. And that now it's all about, oh, we can save it for the sequel. No, make a good movie now. And then earn your sequel.
Yeah.
Like, make a good movie now. Give us an enjoyable 2 hours. And then make us want to come back for the next one. And then give us whatever you want for the next one. Don't say, oh, I'm sure you liked it, but you're really going to love the second one. No, make us love it now.
I'd rather than make a high-budget Star Wars TV show, if that's what they want to do.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Or like a high-budget, like, Marvel TV show.
And just to say, I do like the Marvel TV shows a lot more than the movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think that medium, it's the same thing. Comic books, I think, should be made into TV shows more than movies. And I think that's why it's had so much success in these last couple of years, is that they're episodic. And that it's a crime of the week thing. And it's, what is this guy going to get into next? And I think that, you know, shows like Daredevil and Jessica Jones have really embraced the medium where, you know, a lot of these superhero movies I'm getting sick of. I haven't watched Jessica Jones yet. I've heard it's really good. But I did like Daredevil.
I'll probably watch it a couple years.
You watch Jessica Jones?
No.
You should.
Do you watch Daredevil?
I've been trying to watch it.
Daredevil's pretty good.
It's good. Yeah. It ends awfully, but...
Yeah. I mean...
But my boy Vincent D'Onofrio's in it, though.
He loves Vinny D.
Are you a Vinny D fan?
I do like Vincent D'Onofrio. I didn't love him. He was my least favorite part of Jurassic World, actually.
Oh, he's the best part of Jurassic World! No. I love him in Jurassic World!
No. I kind of love that Indian guy.
He's every...
who gets in the helicopter, like, can he fly? He goes...
He's Weyland Yutani. He just takes off. From
Native
from
American.
Alien. I don't think it was...
No, he was Indian.
He was from India. You dick.
A joke. Bad one, but a joke.
But, you're right, though. I agree with you on the whole... You gotta take it into two categories.
Because each film is its own film. It's like
you have to accept it as... part of the franchise. Don't get me wrong.
I'm saying you have to do both, though. That's
yeah, exactly.
You have to take both into consideration. And it's the same thing with like Revenge of the Sith. Like, I watch Revenge of the Sith. If I just you know, take it as it is, it's fine. It's not great at all, but it's okay.
I'm saying,
as a Star Wars film, it's
the franchise that's going to drive people to go see it. Yeah. You know, and if it doesn't live up to the franchise's standards, then it's not what it's advertising.
But then explain Star Wars. The prequels didn't even come close to living up to the original trilogy, but everyone to go see it. Everyone.
That's what I'm saying. That's the problem. That's the problem.
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
It's the label and it's the brand.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know. I think you need to rate it within the franchise, not as its own movie. Because you rated the prequels as their own movie, they're okay, I guess. You know.
They're not though. Here's my point. It's that movies now, and this is again going to sound really douchey, but they're being treated as brands and as products and as as individual parts of a larger IP rather than their own like artistic endeavors. Like, they're not just trying to make a good film. They are trying to enhance the brand. And I feel like at this point, they're McDonald's. You know? They're trying to come up with they're trying to make money on each individual McDonald's franchise rather than trying to make good food. And I think that's sort of... And Star Wars didn't do this. That's why I loved Episode 7. But a lot of these movies are. And that, I think, is my problem with it.
That's my problem with the Marvel movies. For the most part.
Yeah.
I like Guardians of the Galaxy.
They make a few good ones. But they weren't even expecting Guardians of the Galaxy to do well. That's the best part about it.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
They were like, we'll just
get back to your point, though. Ultimately, each film is a separate film, so I just can't detach myself from that, because it's like, they are.
Well, here's what I always say. If you watched every episode of a TV show, and you rated that
but they're
episode.
Not shows,
I'm saying, but they're
exactly.
turning into it.
Yeah.
Imagine watching a TV show and rating each individual episode as its own like film. That would make no sense.
I do kind of do
because
that.
Yeah,
I kind of
do that too.
All the time. I was like, yeah, that episode sucked, and then
but
this
that's insane good. To do that, and then.
But each episode is a separate episode, and I'm like, oh, I want more. In South Park's case, it's like, oh, I want more episodes like. Imagination Land.
Well, South Park is unique because they only make only make those episodes 5 days before they come out.
But see, but then the issue is, you watch a lot of shows, like you loved Breaking Bad, you loved Lost, you loved Game of Thrones.
I got really sick of Lost after season 3.
You loved all these shows, but those are just one big story, in and of itself. But South Park, Malcolm in the Middle, Jessica Jones, Daredevil. Each episode is its own entire story.
South Park changed it the last two seasons.
With exceptions sort of sprinkled throughout. But then you have to accept it as individual little
films.
There's
always an overarching plot.
Well, no, there is.
Not in South Park. Only the most recent two seasons have they done serial. Each episode followed the other.
But, like, Breaking Bad is... The one episode will end, and the next picks up directly afterwards. Those you can't treat as their own separate episodes, but you can do that with Jess Jones, where one ends, and the next one, it's a totally different story.
Here's my point. When Orson Welles made Citizen Kane, he wasn't like, yo, get ready, in 3 years, there's gonna be a Rosebud prequel, and it's gonna be great. Like, just wait. You think... just wait until the next 5 spinoff movies. Hey, we're making The Godfather. Like, listen, you thought you didn't have enough of Don Michael in this one. Just wait until you meet his gritty cousin in the next 5. Like, fucking, it's gonna be amazing. Like, they made good movies, all right? And they just made them for what they were, and they were great, and people love them, and we talk about them now. Yes. It's not like they had a bunch planned out. Maybe The Godfather could have used a little more planning in Godfather 3, but...
Yeah. A little bit?
Like, I
it's okay.
Make a good movie, make a good experience, let me enjoy it now. That's all I'm trying to say. And I did enjoy Star Wars 7. And that's been, by the way, the main complaint about Star Wars 7 has been that it's more of the same and that they're not really trying to take it in this ballsy different
direction.
Well,
yeah, everyone is saying, oh, it's just New Hope.
But it's
not just New Hope. It is its own story that sort of follows the...
I'm kind of hoping that...
I see what you did there. You're so funny.
That wasn't actually on purpose. I'm kind of hoping...
All, like, the good ones that he comes up with, he doesn't mean to do on fucking purpose.
I'm kind of hoping that episode 9, there's another, like, Starkiller. I'm just... And that it's not complete yet. And then they do the fucking... and they do the run again.
And
then
they have to go into the power generator in the middle.
I hope it's exactly the fucking same.
I might come on your side if that happens.
I might be all, son of a bitch. Yeah.
I hope they do. Fuck it. Why not?
I'm so excited for episode 8 if Rian Johnson's doing it, though. Oh, that's so awesome.
Rian Johnson's my boy.
He's
Rian
fucking
Johnson?
Awesome, and I can't.
Doing what?
Is that the guy who did Lupa?
Yes.
Is that episode 9? Lupa. Who's doing 9?
The guy that did
Colin Trevorrow.
Who did Jurassic
Looper, Sport. Brick, right?
Looper, Brick.
Yeah. He's directing episode 8 and 9.
No, he's not. No.
The best episodes
He might be writing episode 9.
He's, right now, he's listed on IMDb to be directing 9.
No, Colin
Trevorrow.
Really?
Trevorrow,
when did they change that?
Trevorrow or Trevorrow?
Dude, Trevorrow. That's not even what it was when I had you look.
No, when I looked, it was the same guy.
No, Trevorrow is doing
Mind you, I'm pretty sure you were also on Wikipedia. But I knew they were doing 3 different directors for these
movies. Rian Johnson, who has done 2 of my favorite Breaking Bad episodes of all time.
I thought he was
the best
one.
He did the Fly.
Did Fly and Ozymandias, which were both spectacular. Amazing. Really good director. I am a little... I don't know. In the year 2000...
Oh, wait, hold on. Whoa. Did you just see what he said, though?
What did I say?
He was taking the episodes as is, too.
I hate when people do that. Ugh.
No, I'm saying... No. Judge the movie.
That's...
Judge. Oh no! Oh, in television, yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Two Star Wars is credit. In his case, they are episodes.
There are way too many Rian Johnsons.
With an I.
Who spells his name like that? What a douche! What a douche!
I don't know. In the year 2015, though, I have a lot of confidence in Artur's trying
Wait,
to work in the.
Wait, I am so excited. For Denis Villeneuve for Blade Runner 2.
He's the guy that did Sicario?
Sicario, Prisoners, and Incendies.
Incendies, yeah.
Which is excellent.
Good director. I don't know now. I mean, we saw what happened with What's-His-Face, who was supposed to do Ant-Man, but didn't end up doing Ant-Man.
Edgar Wright. I love Edgar Wright.
Yeah, but guess who didn't love Edgar Wright? Marvel and Disney didn't love Edgar Wright. You know, I don't have a lot of confidence in these directors being able to navigate the studio system in which everybody has a say in it, and all the
if we're talking about Blade Runner, that's a completely different animal.
But I guess, but I'm just saying these are all big budget, hive mind projects, and they're not exactly like these you know, it's not like Quentin Tarantino's doing one.
I would love to see Quentin Tarantino.
I'd see that.
I'm down for a Tarantino franchise movie, but like I don't have a lot of confidence in their ability to like get their vision out there while at the same time.
You're absolutely right though, because I mean you get directors like, I mean, for example, even though I actually love this movie, a perfect example of a great director and the studio just fucks them over and they should have listened was David Fincher on Alien 3.
That was his first movie too though.
Even when you look at the behind the scenes, it's like this is very much the Fincher that we still know and love today. Whether it be his precision,
I don't blame the franchise. Like I think that was just his first movie and he really didn't get into his own yet. I don't think he really knew how to navigate the system yet. He has since very well worked within the framework.
He's made
big budget movies. Since.
I agree with that, because then you look at like Kubrick, who wanted to do everything the way he wanted to do it, and he didn't take anybody's shit.
David Fincher is still pissing people off because he's like, guys, you got to do more of this. You got to, you know, make it 40 million and not 60 million, whatever. And he got Utopia canceled and shit.
He's got two shows on HBO that both got canceled.
Exactly. And it's like, but guys, it's Fincher. Please, he'll make it amazing. I promise.
I'll be honest though, I saw Gone Girl, and I don't know.
I love
that. I don't know how I feel about David Fincher in 2015.
Nah, David Fincher's awesome.
I like him.
Still looking it up.
I love David Fincher. He's my favorite director.
Is he? Oh, okay. Yep. Really? Favorite director?
So he was listed for... Sorry, I've been trying to look it up with your shitty internet connection. He's listed for the screenplay for 9.
Best David Fincher movie?
7.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct.
I'll watch Fight Club and I'll be like, maybe it's Fight Club, but then I always go back to 7.
No, it's 7.
Yep.
Zach and I love 7.
Yes.
You made me watch 7.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
It's a good movie.
I love 7 so much. Oh, okay.
Such a good movie.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. Love 7. Okay. Star Wars.
One of the first movies you guys made me watch when we started doing our weekly movie watching thing, which led to the creation of this podcast.
Ooh. Oh, it did.
Fun fact.
That is true.
They
always yell at me for not watching movies. The reason this podcast started is because they were trying to force me to watch movies. Because
we forced you to watch a movie.
That's right.
It turned into us watching shitty stuff instead.
What movie did you watch?
We started with 7.
We did Usual Suspects.
And then we watched one more Full Metal. After that.
We did Full Metal Jacket.
We did Full Metal.
There was another one. We watched 4.
There were a few more. We did the Mad Max, original Mad Max too.
I wasn't there for that though.
Oh. You didn't see the original Mad Max?
Mm-mm.
We did a bunch of stuff.
I love
that. And then I showed them this stupid show on Netflix called Pompidou. And
we were like, Nico straight up goes, let's do a podcast. So we did a podcast on that episode, and we decided, let's do it every fucking week. So we did it.
And our lives are never the same.
Nope.
It might have changed.
Yeah, not really.
I don't feel any different.
Now I'm just busy on Tuesdays.
Nick, that's the only joke. You didn't get to give your review, did you?
No, I didn't.
Give your review.
Star Wars.
Oh, man, this can be... I enjoyed it. I liked it a lot. Yeah. You know, I liked it. I don't know what to say, really.
You don't really have opinions about
shit. I don't have hard opinions about anything, really. You know, I saw Han's death kind of coming, and I was like, you know, Han...
No, I saw it coming as soon as he got up on the rail, not when he was, like, entering the base. As soon as he stepped up on that platform, I'm like, oh, shit.
No. Well, I'm talking as soon as I found out Kylo Ren was his son, I said, Han's gonna die. I was like, Han's gonna die.
I said, after we saw it, we were talking about it, and I said, you don't get hope.
No.
You don't get a little bit sliver of hope, but they offer it. Yep. You don't take it, but they offer you the smallest little piece of hope.
Yeah. Yeah. I was hoping it wasn't gonna happen. I didn't want to see Han die.
I knew it was, and there was nothing changing my mind, but I'm like, you can't. Are they really?
I also knew he didn't want to do episode 7 and 8.
He didn't want to do 6.
He didn't want to die 8 and 9. 6,
he, right? Yeah, he yeah. wanted. Yeah,
he wanted to die in 5. Yeah.
Well, no, he didn't know if he was coming back.
He wasn't. There's a difference. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought he said he was out, and then they were like still trying to convince him. So they said, "We'll just do the
Kyber thing." He couldn't figure out if he wanted to. That's why they left off with him getting loaded up in.
I know they did the carbonite because they weren't sure.
Yeah.
I already knew. I was reading in interviews like last year that he didn't even want to do this one.
And
he got paid the most easily.
Yeah. Well, that's not surprising. Is that surprising?
No,
well,
but I think,
wasn't Carrie Fisher third?
But I think it shows like
that's surprising.
I'm pretty sure Carrie Fisher was third.
Well, she needs it to pay for all her rehab.
I will say
I don't even feel bad for saying that.
I'm big Fisher.
I like her.
I'm a big fan.
I can't name anything else she's ever done. Well, she's not like
Fish. Did you see her in Blues Brothers? She was great.
Great in Blues Brothers.
She was in Blues Brothers?
Yeah.
I think she kind of stopped after a while. She's
trying to kill him like
while.
Half the movie.
I think she kind of stopped after a while because all the drugs.
I call me the Fisher King. I'm a big Fisher King. Yeah. See what I did there?
I liked her. I don't remember which roast she was on. She was on a roast a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, she was.
She was very funny.
She was pretty funny on that.
Very funny.
I can't remember who it was. Was it Shatner or no?
No, it was the Roseanne Barr one.
Oh, yeah.
Because Gilbert Gottfried goes on.
Yeah, she was very funny.
And goes...
Don't do it. Don't do it.
He said something like, quick, we don't have enough washed-up, drunk celebrities. Call Carrie Fisher! It was hilarious. Gilbert!
I love Gilbert Gottfried. I'm going to put the mic up a little bit. It's a little low.
You put that up.
Feels weird. Okay.
You feel weird.
Well, now Thanks. It's lopsided and it's going to annoy the shit out of me.
That's why I'm happy I see it from this angle.
You know, yeah, a little annoyed. I mean, I don't think anybody really cared. A little annoyed. I would have liked to see more Luke. I mean, I know they weren't going to do it, but I would have liked to see a little more.
Perfectly cool with it.
I like the beard. Digging the beard.
Not a
mind. Dig the beard.
I dig the beard.
Legitimately, I did not even expect him to make an appearance. I thought that little flashback / flash forward, whatever the fuck it was.
Well, he was listed.
Well, I know, but I thought that was it. I didn't think she'd find the Jedi Temple and find him.
So let me just say,
Well, let me change that. I didn't think they'd find him, because I don't actually
know. I think, here's what I gotta say, and as you guys know, I generally hate the internet.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hate the internet.
We all hate
what
the internet.
I liked, I think, most about this movie was the internet. After the movie.
Really? Because I found it very reprehensible.
I liked it. No, because, well, here's the thing. I never, not once, even to this day, have not seeked out any Star Wars information or theories or anything. Mm-hmm. So all I saw...
You're not doing Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe you are. Maybe he is.
I haven't
maybe,
done anything.
Maybe that's so pure innocence
all
is
I saw,
key.
All I saw was on Facebook, so essentially like the memes. And this is kind of where I want to talk about it a little bit.
Okay.
Because... the first thing was everybody was constantly posting like no Star Wars spoilers things. Mm-hmm. It was all over the place. Like everybody saying, "Do not spoil this movie."
Yeah, the internet united, guys.
And I saw this post. I saw this post that said, "I have not seen America unite like this since 9/11." It was saying the no spoilers for Star Wars is the most the United States is united since 9/11. There were some great like little memes. I think some interesting little things like you were saying. What was that? What was the stormtrooper who fought Finn's name?
It was like T8R8 or something like that.
So I'm just gonna
TR.
I'm gonna shorten it. Tate rate. He.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds
dirty.
I was going somewhere dark with that.
They were. Oh, it sounds like date rape.
There it is.
I thought it sounded like taint raid.
That's what I was thinking.
Which is oddly specific. It's oddly similar to date rape. I'm going to raid your taint during this date rape. I keep going.
Wait, just the taint?
Just the taint.
And the grundle.
I'm just going to grundle.
The fleshy fun bridge.
What were you talking about?
There were some...
The fleshy fun bridge!
It's a Cards Against Humanity.
I love Cards Against Humanity.
What?
It's a Cards Against Humanity card.
It is? Yep.
The card is the taint, the grundle, the fleshy fun bridge.
Oh,
that's a card.
Oh, wow.
So, they were, on the internet, they were idolizing this fucking stormtrooper like a hero.
Yeah.
They were making, like, it was hilarious. They had this post, it was like 6 frames, each one like zooming into the stormtrooper's face a little bit more, and him in like different poses, like swinging the thing, and it said like, "He fought the traitor when no one else would." like he's a total hero. Fucking awesome.
I saw one. It was, you remember the beginning of Powerpuff Girls?
Yeah.
When he was like sugar, spice, and everything nice, and then chemical X. Sure. But it said loyalty. 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 Even more loyalty. And then there was a picture of him. It was a picture of that fucking stormtrooper.
People
are going ape shit over this guy.
Because they totally threw in a wild card with that weapon.
Oh my god, yeah.
What is that? No, I still don't know.
There's no, they were like, "Oh, here, try that."
It was like fucking nunchucks mixed with a gun, mixed with, like, I don't even know what that was.
I thought of the fucking, like, the droids from Revenge of the Sith that had those weird batons, and I just assumed.
The electro staff.
Yeah, I just assumed that was the same technology, so.
Yeah, I mean, it probably is.
She also had a really cool
staff.
But
it was like
a, Ray. She had a cool staff.
You're going all over the place.
Yeah, she had a very cool staff.
We haven't talked about
what did
Rey
it do
in an hour and 18 minutes into this thing. And she's the main character of the movie.
I thought we were saving her for the end.
I only had a couple more things though.
Okay,
so I like that a lot. There are a lot of memes just posting about how Kylo Ren was a little bitch, which I agree with.
Yeah.
Mm. There's a lot of theories going around the internet. There's a fine
line between little bitch and temperamental teen.
We can't call him a bitch. He wasn't a little bitch.
He was throwing temper tantrums.
I mean, he kind of got his ass kicked by a girl who knew nothing about what she was doing. I just want to point that out. Also by
a former stormtrooper.
I have a question.
I'd like to point that out.
You ever met a son and or daughter that has worshipped their grandfather?
You ever met someone?
No. You ever meet like
not
someone?
Worshipped.
But no. But like, it's like, man, my grandpa's a really cool guy. I want to be just like him.
Especially when he's like your secret closet Hitler.
Yeah.
Like grandfather.
I want to wear musky sweater vests. And
he was also shot by a fucking bowcaster. Let's not forget about that. So.
That's true. So
bowcaster is a great weapon.
Last cool internet thing that I liked was there's a lot of people shipping. Shipping Finn and Poe.
Yeah.
I thought that was fun.
Yeah, it's Poe.
They're saying they're not.
Pin, Foe, or Pin? Which one do we want? Foe or Pin?
I like Pin because it reminds me of Pinterest.
Okay.
I like Foe because it reminds me of the like vegan food. Isn't Foe vegan food?
You talking about Pho?
Pho.
The Vietnamese beef soup.
What? I've never heard of this.
What?
I'll take you out for pho sometime. You're like,
please don't.
You need to take me to pho.
Okay, let's go. I had some today.
So it's not for vegans?
No, it's for Vietnamese. They're similar to vegans.
But it's the same one. Vietnamese vegans. Same difference. That's how racist I am. I'm racist against the vegans and the vegans.
Get ready in the comments.
What comments?
What comments?
We get 2 listeners a year. Rey.
Yeah.
Loved Rey.
Loved
Rey. Who the fuck is she? Let's talk about that.
Daisy Ridley.
No. Who is she?
She's Luke Skywalker's daughter.
You think so?
Yeah.
She looks just like Luke.
He did what I did for like the longest time.
What?
At the start of, like before the movie came out, when I would be like, so who is Kylo Ren? Everyone was like, Adam Driver. I'm like, no. Who is Kylo Ren?
Yeah. Well, let me also, actually, I
know, then I said, like, you mean his psyche? You mean, like,
who is
what's his motivations? What is he?
Yeah. I forgot. I skipped one thing that I actually wanted to say.
Okay.
I loved how all the ads were pushing that Finn was the was the Jedi. And I remember almost a year ago when I saw the first picture, I said, I hope she's the Jedi. Mm-hmm. I literally said, how cool would it be if they made the girl the Jedi?
I saw the
and they did.
I saw the poster and I was like, that's what they're going to do. Because you see the parallel, you know, with the staff and the lightsaber with Kylo Ren and Rey.
Yep.
And Finn's just sort of, you know, off to the side a little bit.
Holding the lightsaber, though. Yeah. They make him hold
well,
the lightsaber.
Yeah,
but
she is in the position of Luke.
I like what they did.
Poster-wise.
I like what they did.
I loved it. Yeah, that was the big, like, as much as we kind of saw the Han thing coming, it was kind of nice because that really wasn't the big twist of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, we could have predicted Han dying. Like, it was very...
Well, no, I think I kind of predicted it all, though. It didn't really... Okay. None of it really...
Well, if you... Yeah, and...
Well, it's still great. I think the biggest twist was everyone saying, you know, who was Kylo Ren, how is he related? And then, like, 30 minutes into the movie, they're just like, oh, yeah... Oh, by the way, the droids with your father, Han Solo.
Eat it up, bitches. Eat it.
Yeah. But anyway, Adam said that he had predicted the whole thing, but I thought
Nick said that.
Oh,
Nick said that.
No, or, yeah, or with the saying that Rey was going to be the main character, I mean.
Oh, no.
He said...
When I saw the poster, I was like, that's probably what they're going to
Okay.
do.
Yeah. Okay. But no, I loved the fact.
Which is a great...
Still like it. Loved it.
Loved the fact that they did it. Kind of like the fact that it's a girl, even though I'm not a big like feminist guy or whatever, but like, I'm in love with her. And
she's wonderful.
I want to marry her.
I love
Disney. And I'll let her beat me up with a lightsaber all day. Like, I'm cool with that.
She could force choke
little
me.
Little BDSM going with Daisy Ridley.
Yeah, BB-8 just rolling all over.
Oh, God.
By the way, that's my new favorite character.
I love
BB-8. Hold on.
Although, we do... there is something that's been blowing up on the internet over...
You fucking loser. You're the worst kind of person. No.
But all over the internet, there's been kind of this thing blowing up about Rey, and Max Landis actually started it about her being a Mary Sue, and a lot of people have started to agree. Some people are like, well, I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
I forget. Okay, I actually read about this, and I don't remember what that term means, but I looked it up.
Do you know what it is?
No, I don't. Oh. Can you remind me?
A Mary Sue is just a character who's pretty much perfect and good at everything, you know?
So far, she is very good at a lot of things.
I wouldn't. Then that's the thing where I disagreed. I was like, she's a little too fallible for me to call her a Mary Sue. She's good at a lot of shit, but
she's a lot.
I think that core, you know, she was abandoned thing.
Yeah,
she's vulnerable.
Gonna come back and be like, you know, that's gonna be her thing. Is she's never gonna accomplish what she wants to do fully because she always has that fear and.
Oh, I also forgot. People are predicting that she might get her hand chopped off. Like everyone else.
Surprising lack of losing of limbs.
Yeah.
Little blood, though.
Straight death.
Little blood.
Little blood.
I do love it when he's going
when
like
he's just
that.
Punching himself.
Yeah. Okay, so we're saying Luke's daughter?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Right.
Nah, I think so.
Like, who gives a shit? How about that?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm gonna agree with you that that's probably what it is, but I'm hoping...
I would love to be proven wrong, but...
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. I'm praying that they don't take the easy way out and say, like, yes, this is his daughter that he... Because I also don't believe Luke would just abandon her.
Yeah.
And all that shit.
Unless it was some weird thing, like, big reason that we've yet
like
to...
Like, he didn't even
know
about her? Maybe he didn't even know about her.
Possibly.
Yeah, but...
Well, I would like if she was something random as fuck, like... Hey, I'm Count Dooku's daughter. Like, something fucking out there. You know what I'm saying?
I'm Yoda's daughter.
Yoda had a crazy night.
No, but you know what I'm saying?
With the ETs.
Yep.
It gets lonely on Dagobah.
What about fucking Boba Fett's daughter? We don't know.
Ooh.
There's a lot of shit they could do.
Yeah.
I doubt they will, but I would love for them to do that.
I don't like the fact that everybody needs to be everybody's kid in this
franchise.
Yeah, that's kind of what I meant by too convenient, I think, at times.
Like, I'm they all knew each other. They're all buddy buddy. The best thing they can do... is nothing.
Yeah. Just let
she's
her...
just a nobody who just happens to be good with...
But it's her destiny, that's all.
I don't know if I buy that, though. Either.
Well, where'd Anakin come from? Anakin was just, what, some virgin...
Well, you see, he was conceived by the midichlorians.
Well, that's the other thing, is, like, it runs... It kind of runs in...
Too Jesus-y.
It would almost make
young
sense.
Anakin
way too
Jesus-y.
It would almost make sense if she was Luke's son, because she's very similar to young Anakin.
In what way?
How?
Like, her technological skills in a lot of ways... You know,
but she doesn't have the same cockiness as Anakin. Though. No. Doesn't have the.
No, I'm talking about like episode one.
She's more, she's more like a little kid, and she loves the wonder of it all. It's like I rerouted this thing, and Han Solo's just like, oh yeah, good for you. She's always happy, you know. Yeah,
that's when I fell in love with her. By the way, when she ripped the thing, I'm going, I bypassed the compressor.
I bypassed the compressor.
I'm like, yes.
Yeah, and she was really good too. Daisy
I
liked, was
yeah,
really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, she was
and
very
I,
good.
And again, like the argument that she's not, like, I would have liked to have seen, like, one scene more of her being a little more vulnerable. But I was think like, well, she did get knocked out by Kylo Ren. That's one thing. She got overcome by him a couple times actually when she was in the woods. And then to make the point that she's not perfect at everything, when they first meet Han and Chewie, she lets loose the Rattars. She almost kills everybody.
Yeah.
So maybe she's not all that great at everything.
Well, and I think, and, you know, obviously, she gets a hold of the mind trick very quickly.
Yeah.
But.
Took a few tries.
It took her a while to really get it.
But that makes me think she knows, she's a little bit more experienced than she thinks she is. That's the vibe I started.
Yeah.
By the end of
like, she doesn't even know what she's doing.
You can get into Daniel Craig's head. Like, that is...
did you hear about that?
It's an impressive feat.
Did you hear that stormtrooper who was guarding Ray's cell is supposed to be Daniel Craig?
He's denying it,
but everyone else is being like, yeah, it's Daniel
Craig. Nah, it's him.
What if it's all a joke on Daniel Craig? What if they all, like, got in on it? They're like,
they're just like, all right, we're going to say it's Daniel Craig, and he's going to deny
April,
it, and just keep
April
1st,
they're going to come out and be like, it's not Daniel Craig, he's the guy.
Just keep hammering it. The more he denies it, the more
What if it's just another guy named Daniel Craig?
Oh, that'd be like, good.
The only reason he got this job was for the joke.
Yeah, they're like, you want to roll?
He did sound kind of British though.
Who's gonna say no?
That stormtrooper sounded a little British.
Let's talk about John Boyega as Finn.
Oh. Now, I was a fan of John Boyega before this movie because I love Attack the Block, and a lot of people have never seen Attack the Block.
It's on my list of shit to watch, but I didn't know he was in it.
Yeah.
He's awesome in it.
Is he?
He's so good. And as soon as I heard that he was cast, I was like, oh my god, this kid's gonna...
That's like one of the only things he's really known for, right?
Yeah.
Is Attack the Block.
But he's really good in that,
He's also great as in his two episode arc in 24. He was in 24 for two episodes. Really? He was wonderful in it.
I was gonna say though, I'm glad that Star Wars is kind of sticking its original tradition of taking people who we don't really know all that well,
yeah,
and giving them these big roles. I mean, like, rather than just taking big name actors and throwing them in, like, I'm glad they kind of did what they.
I'm so happy they picked Daisy Ridley because I love Daisy Ridley. She's awesome.
She wasn't in anything else.
No, really, she was in like one.
She was in a few other things.
No, this is her second film. So she was in one movie before.
I thought I saw on like an IMDb. She did like some TV.
She's got like some upcoming shit coming too. Oh, she's done a little bit of TV, I think.
Yeah,
yeah, but John Boyega, so number one, he had a lot of charisma when he had his suit or he had his helmet off, but. I thought what was so great about it, and I assume that was him in the suit for the beginning parts. I don't know why they wouldn't have him in. But some of the physical acting was incredible. Mm-hmm. Of just, you understood right from the get-go. And think about this. All the Stormtroopers had helmets on, but you sort of got from the get-go, this guy is not comfortable with
what's going on. One who stood out.
Mm-hmm. And that's all done just by, you know, body motions. And I thought that was
because
wonderful.
It's visuals and it's visual storytelling and people forget that shit.
Yeah. Well, and
I hate it when people forget. Like,
sort of the biggest thing is from the second you see him doing something, you don't think of yourself Stormtrooper.
Yeah. Yep.
Because the really first time we see him doing something is when he's running to the guy who got shot. When in the past, I'm gonna say four movies because I'm counting the clones.
They make a point that these are not the clones.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm counting the clones and then the Stormtroopers.
Yeah.
They don't ever make the point where, oh, yeah, you know, that one's dead, someone's coming to him. They just keep rushing.
Right.
Yeah.
And you sympathize with him immediately.
Immediately.
His helmet is, I mean, of course, they do the thing where they smear the blood on him, and just that's for practical reasons, but it was so subtle. His performance was so subtle during that you actually saw it through a mask. Mm-hmm. That he actually cares about what's going on, that he has remorse for it, and that he's human. And this is the first movie that we've gotten the sense that one of the Stormtroopers is human. And that's what I loved about it so much, and the humanity of it. So say whatever you want about the plot. Say that it's derivative. Say that, you got the Emperor guy with the Padawan that has to survive the last fight because he has to get scarred by a lightsaber.
The Sith so-called
Apprentice. Read a whole article about what you're talking about right now.
Right. And it's everything that it's derivative and yada, yada, yada. Like, I get it. And it is very similar, and that's fine. But the fact that they paid attention to the characters and really made us care, that developed them very well, the performances were very good, that's all I really cared about. And we have plenty of movies where we can have fun with the plot and we can get inventive. But all this needed to be was not as bad as the prequels, and it needed to, you know, give us that dose of nostalgia, and it had to make us care, and we care.
It did everything it needed to do. I totally agree. Although, I do disagree about the Stormtroopers having no humanity. When the Stormtrooper bumped his head on the door, I don't know, that was kind of funny.
He didn't know about that.
I didn't either. I don't know what you're talking about.
Go ahead. Okay, so, went to go watch episode 7.
Yep.
In episode 4, we were watching it, and there's this one scene where it sort of went unnoticed in like the theatrical, like the old release and when it got released and whatnot. But when they're coming in, when the Stormtroopers are coming in, one of the Stormtroopers bumps his head on the door because it's not high enough.
It's not well thought. Star Wars and low falling doors are really, it's a very bad history.
But what's even funnier is that in the re-release, George Lucas added a sound effect to draw more attention.
Like, got a bucket and just like hit it with something to make the sound of the Stormtrooper bumping his head. But he didn't know about it.
Yeah.
So we're watching it and I'm like, oh, guys, watch. And then it happens. And they're like, what's going on? I'm like, you didn't see the Stormtrooper hit his head on the door?
The sound effect makes it. It's very funny.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, that happens. Harrison Ford's breaking his leg because a door falls on
him. For the record,
broke his back.
I've never seen the re-releases of Star Wars. I've only seen the original versions.
Good for you.
Because I used to watch them back when I was watching them on VHS.
Ooh. You still have them on VHS?
Yes. Ooh. I also have the DVDs, but I've never put the DVDs in.
Don't.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
No. Maybe once, because I think I actually watched episode 6, and I saw the new Anakin.
Hey, Nick, let me ask you a question. Who shot first, Han or Greedo?
Han. I know the answer.
Because he watches on VHS.
Okay.
Zach bitches enough.
Because he shot first.
Zach's the type of guy who breaks it down.
They changed it 3 times.
They went back and forth 3 times, you mean? They went, it was
I think
Han
they made
first.
It at the same time.
Han,
So in the original, Han shoots.
Right. Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
In the second one, Han shot, and as Greedo gets hit, Greedo fires his gun.
Right.
They changed it again to where they're closer together, so right before Greedo gets hit, Greedo shoots, and then they changed it again to where they shoot basically simultaneously, but Han has, like, a frame before.
Right.
They changed it three fucking times to make it seem that Han is sort of sympathetic, and the only reason he did it is because he was protecting himself, yeah, when so we all know that not... the Han that we know and love is an asshole, and he just decided to kill Greedo.
Yeah, but I was... Exactly. I was like, at that point in the movie, he's not really the good guy. The good guy, per se.
The point of Han is that he's not a good guy. He's just helping the good guys because it benefits him. Yeah.
And that scene with Jabba was added in.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe, because I don't know the original cut of it. I remember him being in it for some
reason. Here's a little fun... Another fun fact for you.
Yeah.
Jabba the Hutt was supposed to be a Scottish guy.
Yep.
Oh, he wasn't supposed to be like
it was the scene
thing?
We saw.
That fat Scottish guy in the
hairy
suit.
He was a fat Scottish guy. He looked like a Scottish king.
Yeah.
The scene we saw was a deleted scene featuring him.
No kidding.
And that's why when Han's walking around Jabba and steps on his tail, it looks so incredibly fake.
Oh, wow.
It's because they had to change, because when he went up behind, Jabba's taller.
Yeah.
So they literally just took his picture and went up and down with it.
Oh, wow.
And then what sucks about that is that when you watch it, it's the same dialogue as the diner scene with Greedo and Han.
Yeah, they just go over the same
stuff. Yeah, exactly. I was like, wow, that's bad.
Like, he literally says, even I get bored sometimes.
You think I had a choice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I did notice that in the rewatch. So that was just in the new cut, though.
That's just in the newer cuts, yeah.
Okay, I see that.
Because it was a deleted scene before.
New cuts suck.
Yeah.
I've seen some, like... shots of like original versus the new.
So you saw. So you've seen pictures of the lizards.
Maybe. I saw one where they showed like this desert scene, and they had a droid going around, and they replaced it with 90% of the screen being covered by like a giant cow like creature.
Yeah. Oh, by the
instead of having the droid move around, they're just like, here's a big fucking animal in the way.
I used to
like it's a really bad camera shot.
It was a bantha, wasn't it?
No, the big thing. Like you're talking about when he does the "these aren't the droids you're looking for" part, and then this weird.
I don't even know. I only saw like the 5 seconds of it.
Oh yeah, I don't know that thing.
Yeah, but I do know what banthas are. Yeah.
It was really annoying. I was like, why would they even? Like, that's not even a good camera shot. Why would they include
that? Oh, yeah, it just doesn't
even look good.
Yeah.
I have yet to... I'm not gonna buy any of the Blu-rays, particularly Return of the Jedi, because...
No.
I can't... No. Why did they do that?
Although, I noticed, I got... it's not the original, I know that, but in Empire Strikes Back... You know how they changed Luke from just straight falling in silence to him screaming,
Yeah.
I don't have the screaming one.
Oh, I don't have it either. If you've ever heard the scream, it's fucking hilarious.
I've heard it. But a friend of mine has it, and I've seen it.
Oh,
but
God.
The one I have...
Which makes no sense. Why would he scream if he's sacrificing him?
Exactly.
Anyway. Okay, can we talk about Adam and I's boy Oscar Isaac in this movie?
Yeah,
because I thought he was... he's my favorite character in that
movie. You always say like their full names...
Oh.
Poe.
Okay. Poe Dameron.
Thank you.
I wouldn't go as far as say he's my favorite character.
I enjoy him.
But I
did.
He was good.
Glad he didn't die.
It's...
I don't know. Kylo Ren might...
When I thought he was dead...
He's not my favorite.
When I thought he was dead, I was like,
really
shit.
Really liked him and all that.
Just killed him, like, harsh. It was harsh, too, because I'm like, not only did the ship, like... Like, we couldn't find him, and then it, like, sinks, and then it explodes. I'm like, damn.
You know who I knew? I knew Poe wasn't dead. Why the fuck would they give Finn his jacket?
Yeah.
To wear.
But they wouldn't do it just not to bring Poe.
I was kind of like, you know.
No, I knew he
he's only
dead.
Wearing black.
I knew from the trailer.
He needs something else to wear.
Right.
Or else he's just wearing black. And that's like, that's, you know, so I was kind of thinking maybe they just gave him a jacket to give him some personality.
That was a nice jacket.
You can probably find it. You can probably buy one.
It'll probably be like $170. Like they fucking all are.
You'd pay that.
Yeah. Yeah, he would.
I would pay that.
Says the guy that just.
I spent $150 on Star Wars books.
Oh, my God.
You know, you never have money.
Yeah.
It's like, if I'm spending it on Star Wars, whatever.
Considering I just spent $150 on Star Wars books.
Do you have a credit card? Because you shouldn't.
No, I got one of those prepaid Visas for Christmas.
Ooh, nice.
No, if I had a credit card, I would literally only ever use it for gas.
I love Oscar Isaac. He's one of my favorite actors working today. I think he's great and everything. He's just a charisma machine. And I thought he was...
What else is he in?
He was in Inside Llewyn Davis. He was in Ex Machina.
Yep. He was in Drive.
He was in Drive.
And I didn't see it.
Drive, I saw Drive.
Drive's great in Drive.
Not in a while, but I saw Drive.
He's great in Ex Machina, which is a very good movie. But
you liked Ex Machina.
I really liked it. Really liked it a lot.
He was in Sucker Punch.
Fuck Sucker
Punch. Was he in Sucker Punch?
Yeah.
Fuck Sucker Punch.
He was in Sucker Punch.
I didn't watch Sucker Punch. It
That's exciting.
save your time, Nick. He was in...
This may surprise you guys.
Love Sucker Punch.
I love Sucker Punch.
Zach loves Sucker Punch.
I did.
We have a Zack Snyder supporter in the house.
I like
Dawn of the Dead enough. Watchmen.
Fun fact, Zack Snyder is one of my least favorite people alive today.
That's right. That's correct.
I really hate him.
Why? I don't hate him, but
he's actually my most hated.
I don't like
Zach.
I don't like anything he's made.
Which is quite
my second.
That's saying something.
I don't even like Dawn of the because I most people at least like Dawn of the Dead.
I can't really think of anything I like that he's made. Dawn of the Dead. Can't say I saw it. Doesn't sound like something I'd go watch.
He did the remake of it, but
yeah.
Not the.
Oh, the original's far better.
Yeah, not
but,
the George Romero. Yeah, but, yeah. The
original. Well, nothing can touch the.
I assumed it wasn't the original, obviously.
Yeah,
that wasn't
let's
really
face it,
recent.
Guys. Man of Steel is the best movie
no.
ever made.
It's a great film. It's a really quality picture.
I don't like it. I don't like it. You know, you guys can pretend to say you like it.
But the movie, I mean, it's so look at all those explosions and all those dying people.
See, and that's also why I hate Michael Bay. Michael Bay is the other person that I don't like very much.
I don't like Man of Steel.
Michael Bay and Zack Snyder are my least favorite two people right now alive.
That's right.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. Yeah,
I talk about
Jermaine
it
and Jack
often. Yeah. I hate when you say that. Every time.
Do you know what I'm quoting? What I say, that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Okay.
oh, no one does.
Okay, that's fine.
What is it?
It's... Why did you ask?
Don't ask.
I want to know.
You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you, right, no, whatever. I've done this like 5 times to them on the podcast. That's
you think we'd learn?
They still haven't learned.
So, even though, you know, I knew you weren't going to, so obviously you weren't going to do it, and then I came on. It's like destiny. It had to happen.
It had to happen. That's right. We have
it's
to hit
force.
Our.
It's the midichlorians.
We have to hit our.
The midichlorians are pushing.
Shut
it
up! Stop talking about midichlorians.
Something, something, something. Dark side. Something, something. Something destiny.
Oh God! I'm glad we all knew exactly how to do it. All
right, what other what else we got? What other observations we got from this movie? Anything that's been irking you? Positive, negative. Anything?
I like how they actually made use of the hilt.
Okay.
Yeah. It actually.
I was worried.
Surprisingly useful.
Yeah. But he said
we
that.
We said
the
that.
Yeah.
Surprisingly useful.
You know, it's not like Oh, fuck, I'm not even going to remember his name right now.
Darth Maul.
Darth Maul, thank you. It's not like Darth Maul's dumb bullshit where it's just kind of like he has it and it's not really, doesn't seem practical at any point.
No.
I liked his lightsaber. Everyone likes
everyone
it.
Everyone
kind of
likes
it.
What I kind of like about it, too.
Can't use it, really.
It kinda,
no, you can't use the spinning ones that was in, like, Clone Wars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It kind of actually makes
By
me
way,
think, like, this lightsaber is the defining symbol of the First Order. Like, that's kind of how it felt.
Yeah.
Like, the First Order seems like one of those sci-fi... like homages to fantasy almost where it's like
well, that's
an order
Star
of knights
is.
Which is like yeah, well yeah I know
well,
I know
yeah,
but
Kylo Ren is a Knight of Ren
which
they're literally called the Knights of Ren
I know and that's why I liked that's why I liked the hill I thought it was like I liked it I thought it was cool
exhaust ports
yes. Yeah. Side note I also liked the fact that the lightsaber battles didn't feel like ballet routines
yep
I kind of liked
more practical.
It's always important that when you're trying to put a fight together that you have emotion behind it.
Yeah.
Very important. Otherwise, I don't give a
well,
shit.
Well, these characters were very emotion driven. It was not they were not like
I need
there wasn't that much, oh, we need to save everyone. It was more just personal.
Yeah everything
even
like,
though,
everything
like,
Finn did was
thousands
was
of
acting
lives,
on
yeah.
his emotions.
Thousands
he
of
was,
lives were at stake. They
he
didn't
was
give
afraid,
a shit.
So he was leaving. He was upset because Rey was getting kidnapped, so he charges, and he was upset because Rey got hurt, so he attacks Kylo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rey does a lot of things out of emotion, and
yeah. And it felt real. It felt like an actual sword fight.
Yeah.
Which is, like, you know, which hasn't
there's
like...
urgency on their face, and they're like, holy shit, what the fuck am I doing? You know, I just love that.
I love that she kicked his ass, too.
Yeah.
Well,
love
she didn't... It took her a little while to kick
Doesn't matter.
Ass.
Doesn't matter.
Sort of.
She kicked his ass. Eventually. When she got him down, he was like... Like if that mountainside didn't split open oh so perfectly
he was dead
he was shoot
one of my pet peeves about the movie.
Yeah. Did not like that.
Yeah, nah, didn't like it.
It was all. Like literally like, oh, here's a literal fucking divide. Ha ha. Till next time.
Yes.
Like
clearly we had to separate them. We're literally gonna open up a crevice in the ground and separate them.
She should have just fucking killed him though.
Yeah,
that would have been great.
There's also
that would have seemed a little out of her character.
I don't care.
It's very important that they stick to their characters until you know something I'm happens that type to of give person, them though. Their arc.
Well, I'm that type of person who, the difference is, like, if I'm, say I'm in a Star Wars movie, and I see there's, like, a big bad, okay, and I'm in a position.
You're the same person who would have had Han say, I love you too, aren't you?
No.
Okay, good. Good.
I'm not a monster. I'm just saying, if I have this fucker on the ground, I'm not going to be like, I will spare you and you will change. No, his head's coming off. Like,
no,
I'm not going to
chop off the limbs. Yeah. What, have you not learned anything in the Star Wars universe?
Yeah, okay.
That's the answer to everything. You chop off a limb.
Like I'm not going to spare someone for moral reasons. If they're a dick, they're going to die. I don't care. If a school shooter comes into my school and I get a hold of their gun, you think I'm not going to shoot that motherfucker? I'm telling you. As a matter of fact, I've decided if I'm at school and a school shooter comes in and by some weird twist of fate I get a hold of their gun on them, both of their kneecaps coming off.
You're a psycho.
Well,
they are not
Kylo
walking.
Kylo Ren did not murder a school full of children.
Anakin Skywalker. Yeah. Anakin.
But who did he idolize?
The fucking Sith Lord.
Sidious. He idolized Darth Vader.
I was gonna say Sidious and Chancellor Palpatine.
Yeah, I know.
He was,
like, I corrected myself.
He was like sitting there jerking off to Darth Vader's destroyed helmet, which I don't even know how he got a hold of.
Was he jerking off, you think?
Basically.
He was rubbing one out.
No.
But did he kill a school full of children? No, he didn't.
Anakin did.
You know,
Anakin did. So let's
how many schools full of children are there around at the moment? I didn't see any.
There's several naval
besides,
academies.
As a matter of fact,
hey, I knew we were coming to you.
I believe he blew up, what, 4 or 5 planets?
No,
there were definitely children.
He didn't pull out.
Who?
He didn't blow up the planets. Hux did.
It doesn't matter. He was there.
He didn't even seem like he cared about
it. Did he bat an eye? Was he like, maybe we shouldn't blow up 4 planets full of people?
He didn't seem like he was too sympathetic towards the use of Starkiller Base, to be perfectly honest.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't seem too happy about the whole thing.
He was kind of like, fuck.
I mean, he used it. Don't get us wrong. And he will use it, but he's...
I don't like him.
He doesn't like using it.
No, exactly. So I was like, eh. He's an evil bastard. We got that.
Yeah,
he's,
I don't
he's
like
a son
him.
Of a bitch, but a good son of a bitch.
good son of a bitch.
You were going to say something else about the movie?
Yeah. I was going to go back to when we were talking about the emotions thing. I like how...
Pathos.
Those things.
Yep.
Those things. I like how they gave...
What the fuck was that?
Characters that in the previous film... Like in previous films, they gave like R2-D2 this character. This personality, he had emotions, he was afraid, he was startled, he was all these things. I think they really shined this time with BB-8.
Mm, I agree.
So BB-8's a girl, right?
I don't know.
It's a robot!
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, R2's not really ex machina, but it's just, you know, the way it just sort of comes in. That was one of my more least favorite parts.
Yeah, I don't get that part.
That part was a little...
It was kind of convenient. It's like,
here's
the missing piece of the map you got.
Don't get me wrong,
they said he deactivated after Luke left, and I'm sure Luke had something to do with that. I'm sure Luke said, like...
I'm sure there was a failsafe or something.
Yeah,
I'm sure Luke was the one who was like, motherfucker, you deactivate.
Yeah.
Like...
And I will say I could use a little more R2 in this, but I understand why he's not. We have time.
Yeah.
And C-3PO was great too, by the way.
You probably don't recognize me because of the red arm. That was an awesome line.
Why is it the red arm? Are we going to get into that?
C-3PO is always breaking down.
Yeah.
It really is.
Always.
That guy is like the...
Well, think about it. How old is C-3PO?
Let's see.
He's been there since the beginning.
He's been there since episode 1. Which was 65 years before this one.
So 65 years.
But at that time, even Anakin said, oh yeah, I'm fixing up this old droid. So how old is C-3PO?
He's the Peyton Manning of droids. Like, he's going forward neck surgeries and his shoulder's about to fall
it's
off.
Ridiculous.
And he's still going out there and playing. He's really, he's taking
okay,
the team,
now.
Man.
He's the, well, nobody's going to get this reference, but I'll say it anyway. He's the Ric Flair of the Star Wars universe.
Sure.
I'm glad you got that, at least.
I don't get it. No,
you're not good. Fuck you. I don't care if you get it. Okay. I want you to be left out
but
this time.
Tables have turned.
I have a legitimate question about BB-8, though.
Yeah.
What kind of droid is she? C-3PO is
listen,
a
gender is
a
fluid
droid.
Here. Gender is fluid. We do not need to.
I think they say it.
R2-D2 is an astromech.
They say it's a, didn't they say it was a BB model?
It's a BB unit, but what kind of unit? Like R2 is an R unit, but he's an astromech droid.
Why don't you look up in your little handbook?
They don't have
a little book there, but you know what throws me off is, as you guys know, I am way seeped into the world of reality television, yes. Which Adam is not aware of it, but it's true.
Do you watch reality television?
Absolutely not.
He loves The Apprentice and Big Brother are his bread and butter.
I cannot do
that. Almost
reality television
sort of rhymed.
It did rhyme.
So I watch Big Brother, and when
brother and butter
when the fans talk about Big Brother seasons, they abbreviate them as BB. So,
oh, come on.
So now do you always think about
so when I
Big
hear
Brother
BBA, I think of the season of I think of Big Brother All Stars. What I think that was BBA.
Was that All Stars?
I think BBA was Big Brother All Stars, and I only think of Big Brother seasons.
What,
that's
if, that, what if that was the reference?
Big Brother season.
What if it's Clue? What if it's a Clue?
Could be.
Turns out Star Wars is just one big reality TV show for Big Brother.
Dr. Will fans on.
What if they release a reality TV show where they secretly were recording every single person who ever watched it in theaters?
Oh man,
that'd be a fun.
And
thing.
They just choose winners arbitrarily based on rules that nobody knew when going into.
Ready,
the theater.
Hold on.
It's basically
the Apprentice. Here's how the emotions would play out. That one, ready? General interest. I'm going by order of release. General interest to happiness. To happiness to sheer anger.
Yes.
And then to excitement again, right at the end.
Yes.
That's how that would pan out.
You know, even though it wouldn't have made any sense at all, and it would have pissed everyone off and everyone would have hated the movie, I was hoping in the back of my mind that when Kylo Ren removed his mask that it would be Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
I would love that.
I would have hated the movie, but I would have given so much respect to everyone involved on this movie for keeping that a secret.
Well, they were talking about JJ kind of wanted to kill Jar Jar. Because we got to... I think we can assume Jar Jar's still alive, right? Like, he might be still
I choose to believe
around.
That he was in the Hosen system when it blew up.
Okay, I don't think that's... I think he might still be around. I mean, I think that is certainly a possibility. Maybe in Rogue One we can get a Jar Jar death scene. How about that, you guys? Are we down for that?
Well, how old do Gungans live?
I don't know.
Do we know?
I don't know.
We know Wookiees can live to be like 500. Humans are human.
Yeah. Yoda's like, you know,
Yoda's
1,000 years.
Like 1,000 years or something like that.
All of a sudden we see Jar Jar on a bridge, and you know, it's over for Jar Jar.
I just hope, like,
he comes walking past Rey, he goes... he just gets like a subtle nod.
I hope the last scene of the last movie is just Jar Jar.
And then George Lucas pops up from behind him and just flips off.
it's just somebody opens a door and you just see George Lucas butt-fucking Jar Jar. And then he's like, shut the door! And that's it. Just move on.
Holding him by the ears.
Oh, Misa, I like it! Some shit like that. Whatever.
All right.
Okay. I could not think of a better way to end this podcast.
Yeah.
This is pretty great.
Yeah. Why was Luke on a fucking, like, island in Ireland or some shit?
Some good real estate there, man.
It's... Well, we got to believe that that's where the first Jedi Temple was.
Location.
The first Jedi Temple was on a water planet?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny you say that, because monks had attended, like, monks, like, in Christianity actually would do stuff like that.
Seems incredibly inconvenient.
Beachfront property? I'd take it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Absolutely. I think it's pretty nice. Yeah. I think it's got a pretty sweet pad over there.
You're such a pessimistic asshole, Nick.
Yeah.
God. What is he surviving off of? Does he have a cow? Does he have a cow, do you think? Do you think he's, like,
he's
making cheese? And...
Well, maybe he goes spearfishing.
Fishing, and the forest can clearly purify water.
Why would he even waste his time spearfishing? He'd just take fish out of the water.
And well, yeah, he could just be like, yeah, come here.
Just take a fucking giant squid.
Well, there's your answer.
But, like, it makes no sense. I don't know.
Giant squid, he just pulls up Admiral Ackbar.
I'm just worried. You know what I'm worried is going to happen?
You're the worst.
Did you see the robot chicken thing?
It was
two people at dinner, and the waitress comes up and she goes, "Yeah, can I take your orders?" And the woman goes, "Yeah, I'll have the calamari." And the menu slaps down and just Admiral Ackbar, and he goes, "Yeah, and I'll have the insensitive bitch."
Well, Admiral Ackbar was in The Force Awakens, so yeah.
Yeah, he was actually.
So
he was, yes, he did make it.
Which was really random. I was like,
I just love that his species is Mon Calamari.
It is? Oh, yeah, that's right, it is!
His species is Mon Calamari.
I completely forgot about that.
Fucking great.
No, I don't remember what I was gonna say. God damn it!
Does it have anything to do?
Oh, I'm just worried.
Being an insensitive bitch.
I'm just hoping that in the next movie, they're not just gonna like skip ahead. And Luke's gonna be like, "All right, your training's all done. Okay, and
yeah, I want
to
see
like, you know,
I
want to
see an '80s style montage,
Karate Kid style.
Yes,
they're on a beach.
The Eye of the Tiger. Well,
someone,
yep. Except he's throwing
Wrong
rocks.
Movie.
Except he's throwing rocks, and she's just like,
well,
them away.
Someone made an interesting idea for what episode 8 could be, in that most of the movie is cutting back and forth between Rey being trained and Kylo Ren.
Oh, and show
trained.
Like the mirrors and stuff.
Yeah,
ooh, that'd be fun.
That'd be pretty cool.
I thought that was a really good idea. Yeah,
that'd
what's gonna happen
though?
What?
What's gonna happen the rest of the time? We're not just gonna
watch
the train.
There would
have
to be another, like a third plot, like surrounding the Snoke or something.
Finn and Poe get into an argument.
No. Or
about who has ownership of.
They have a domestic dispute.
Yeah.
Obviously, there'd be something else, but I'm saying like the primary focus is
that would be cool.
The training of Rey.
That'd be cool, but I'd also feel like, you know, this is just leading up to the next movie again. I'd feel like.
Yeah, we're gonna fight each other, and then Kylo's gonna get away, and then we're gonna do it again.
Well,
I hope
if
they just kill Kylo.
Can they just kill him in the next movie?
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing. Just kill him.
Have the ball. Just kill him. Like,
do it.
We gotta wait 3 movies.
She becomes a Jedi at the end of it for killing Ren.
Is that how it works? Do you have to make a blood sacrifice?
No, you're not supposed
to become a Jedi?
I need to correct myself because that's blasphemy. You're not supposed to kill him. You're just supposed to, like,
now, mind you, when Luke asked Yoda if I'm a Jedi, he goes, no, you must face your father. So.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Face your father. Defeat him. Don't kill him.
Luke says, so am I, like, basically, oh, I'm a Jedi? And Yoda straight up says, no, you must face your father. That's
your father, you must.
Oh.
Yeah.
I believe is the line.
I don't ever know when he's actually speaking backwards.
Yeah, so
it's
like, Vader, you must confront Vader. That's the line.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was. Yeah.
Some people think that there's, like, a little love thing going on between Rey and Kylo. Kylo Ren.
Cousins.
Well, some people said
they're cousins.
They said,
he said
they,
love.
They said if they're not related, then
the
they
Alabama
might be.
System.
I kind of hope he falls in love with her. She still hates his fucking guts, and he learns the error of his ways, and kind of is like, I know you have to kill me,
and then starts screaming, no.
Like, I kind of hope she kills him while he's like. Has a thing for her.
What about Finn?
And he's like, but I know I deserve to die.
There's something
happened.
Finn.
No more Finn. Yeah, Finn just gets, you know.
Nah,
I was kind of disappointed when they didn't put Finn in that little.
I'm not saying they should. I said they could.
What did you say?
I said they could kill Chewie at this point. He's.
How dare you?
There's no Han! There's no Han!
No, they can't.
That's like leaving jelly without the peanut butter.
Exactly.
You don't have the Millennium Falcon without both of them. You can do without one. You can't do without both.
we can get rid of Han, whatever.
You can get rid of Han if Chewie's still there. You can't have Chewie without
We've blown up 3 Death Stars now. You can blow up the Falcon.
Two Death Stars and the Star Killer.
Oh. I will say the Falcon, as great as it is, and as much as I cried when I saw it, like, kind of worse for wear at this point. Like, I feel like that's going to go to the junkyard.
Did you notice the different satellite dish?
I did not.
Yep.
Did you notice that?
I was like, ha! That's good. That's a good thing.
So,
do
you remember when Lando smashes the dish?
It got knocked off, yeah.
When he blows up the second Death Star?
Actually, no, I don't. I don't remember
that. So
he's
flying through the center to blow up the thing in the middle?
Yeah.
I can't remember what
it
is.
That was too
close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he hits something, and the round satellite dish gets destroyed and gets torn off the ship. So in the new one, now there's like a rectangular.
Oh, yeah.
In this age of technology, they need satellite dishes.
On the YT.
They don't have cable. They have direct TV.
Oh God, it's a Carillion YTE. You were right there.
YT, and then I remember the numbers 1 and 3.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't need to know these things.
Yes, you do.
I can live through the day not knowing these facts.
Oh!
Okay.
Never mind.
Okay.
You're force joke.
No, totally ignore me.
Force joke.
Okay.
I find your lack of faith disturbing, Nick.
Thank you.
Did you see that?
That is a compliment.
I like how we said we were going to end like 20 minutes.
We always do this.
No. I want to ask you, Adam, because you guys aren't here anymore. Favorite movies of the year, since it's the end of the year?
Favorite movie of the year?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I can name 5.
Give me 5.
That's fine.
Give me your top 5.
Mad Max Fury Road is obviously number one.
Wow.
No competition.
Not my number one, but it's definitely my top 5.
Two might be Force Awakens.
Then I might go...
Oh, you have your list, don't you?
Then, I do have my list. I gotta pull mine up.
I haven't seen Carol or Spotlight.
Carol looks like a movie not for me. Spotlight was amazing. Okay. Spotlight's my number one of the year.
Okay, so I still need to see Spotlight.
Yeah.
But then I might put The Revenant at 3.
Did you see The Revenant?
Did you see it? Is it good?
When'd you see it? How'd you see it? Oh, you went online. Pirated it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, no, but, that's a movie I'm going
right.
to it was, see. I love Leo.
My cousin did it. My cousin did that, Leo. And he's like, it's amazing, you gotta watch it. And I'm like...
When did it come
out?
No,
it was very
It's on BitTorrent. It comes out January 6th. I'm like, yeah. I gotta see this.
That doesn't movie. Count for this year.
It was very...
Does
no.
it really
well,
come...
well, no.
No, it doesn't come out the 6th. That's a
Why? Because for the Oscars?
Wide release on the 6th. It was unlimited.
It technically is a 2015 film.
Yeah.
So, oh, wait a minute. I could see that and then leave on my trip.
Yeah, you could. You want to go? Want to go that day?
I'll go that day.
Yeah,
go that
maybe. Day. So, yeah, Revenant would probably be 3.
Wait, what day is it?
5. This pisses me off because I love these two films, but...
Going for Sherlock.
I'm sorry if you didn't like it, but I'm going for Me and Earl and the Dying Girl.
Like that movie! Good movie, Me and Earl and the Dying Girl!
Fuck all these movies.
Good movie! It's not my top 5, but it's really good.
I put it in my top 5.
Really good, yeah.
I don't even think I've seen 5 movies this year.
I don't know 3 of the movies you've said.
Really? And then, okay, and The Martian 5.
Martian good.
Yeah. Very good movie.
Martian good. One of my top
5. I actually would not. I saw The Hateful Eight, and I would not put it on my top 10.
Is it good though?
Yeah, but it's so it just pales in comparison to so much of what Tarantino's done. I was like, it was slow. And it's a Tarantino film, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, Jackie
like,
Brown was slow.
I like Jackie Brown.
I do too.
Jackie Brown was I really slow. Like Jackie
Brown. I'm perfectly fine with Tarantino just doing whatever he wants.
Actually,
I don't really care.
That.
I thought,
it's fine.
Here's
it's
the problem. Great. It dragged for an hour and a half until anything really happens, and I was like, okay. I love it when movies take their time, but there's a point where I was like, okay, it's an hour and 15. You gotta start doing a little bit more than just, you know, bitching at each other about some guy and how... You know, Samuel Jackson made a dude suck his dick. That
happened. Ooh.
Yeah, happens. Happens in the movie.
I'm in. Yes. Okay. Now, I got, and this is without seeing Revenant or Hateful Eight, I got Martian at 5, I got Mad Max at 4, Inside Out at 3.
Great movie! Ooh,
love Inside
did
Out.
Did you see Inside Out?
Why did you guys like Inside Out?
What?
Why did you not like Inside Out? What the hell's wrong with you?
It's like, that was a movie that, it's not, I didn't hate it.
Come above the mic.
I didn't.
He likes to yell at people.
I didn't hate Inside Out. I didn't think it was bad. I'm just like, so many people loved it, and I'm like,
because it's a good movie.
It was meh. I was like, it's okay. It was.
I thought it was brilliant.
It was like
okay. We got to go see Good Dinosaur.
I heard Good Dinosaur was kind of mad though.
I watched it. I was like, this feels like you know, it's like Osmosis Jones, and then I was like, okay.
I did. I did say this better not be just like Osmosis
Your
Jones.
Your point?
Osmosis Jones was Osmosis fucking Jones.
I didn't like those.
You didn't like Osmosis Jones?
I didn't see Inside Out.
I didn't give two shits about the little girl or the character or the emotions. Yeah. I knew exactly where it was going.
Let's
it was,
use that swear word,
it was,
you know.
It was so it was so annoyingly predictable, and I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
I just like I really appreciated the Chinatown reference.
With the
yes.
short
best part of the movie.
Was the short good? Was the short good?
Amazing. Was it I Love You?
I Love You.
I care about the shorts more than I care about the movies.
I Love You was very
always.
Good.
Amazing.
With Pixar, I always...
Although, Pixar clearly doesn't know how volcanoes work.
If I were to work for Pixar, I would literally demand that I work in the shorts. That's all I would...
But
they do make amazing shorts. I like, was it Jerry's Game or something like that?
Mm.
The old man playing chess with himself? That's a good one.
That's
a good
one. That's old one.
It's probably my favorite one.
I like that more than Inside Out. But no.
I like the one at the moon. That was in Brave, I think.
Yes. Really
oh, yeah.
Old man in Brave, yeah.
Didn't see Brave. I saw the short. I didn't see Brave.
Brave's good.
But no, yes. Inside Out, I mean, it's. I'm not saying it's a bad movie. It's not a bad movie. It's good, definitely. But
you just don't understand why we put it.
I don't
so
understand
high.
Why people love it so much. I'm like, guys, it's
I don't know.
Good.
Well, why are people still buying Frozen merchandise 3 years later, or whatever?
What? Frozen? No.
My little sister Overrated. For Christmas got two yes, of the yes. same exact singing fucking Anna Frozen doll.
Ugh.
Two of them, the same one. She opened the second one. She goes, another one. She was fucking ecstatic.
You could sing it in the round. You
know, 2013. You
no,
I looked it up, 2013.
Let
and then
it go, let
now,
it go,
but for,
let it go, let it go.
I don't go, I don't, like, love Are those
you don't like love?
Those Pixar or were they? Shut up. Or were those Disney?
What? Frozen was Disney.
Was that Disney?
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't usually go for like loving Disney movies. Like our generation Disney movies. Yeah. Lion King, Aladdin, all those. Mm-hmm. Love those. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like Big Hero 6.
I haven't seen it.
Great. Love.
Great movie.
My family just watched it last night.
Great
That's
movie.
That's a good movie.
San Fernocchio? Or
you know what you know what I did
San
love?
San Fernocchio, yeah, yeah.
San Fernocchio? Great.
You know what I did love? The Lego movie.
That was a great movie. Yeah.
Great movie.
We saw
great
that on Valentine's Day.
Whatever. What's coming out on Valentine's Day?
I ditched my Valentine's date to go watch that movie, and then I went back to my Valentine's date.
Yep.
Deadpool. Deadpool this year.
On Palentine's Day.
On Palentine's Day. We do a thing called Palentine's Day.
Yeah. You're not invited.
Why?
Because you're not single.
It's only our single friends.
Yeah, we went.
I'll dump her for a day. Can I do that?
Just for one day, please. I want to go see Deadpool.
I'll dump her for a day.
Yeah.
I will. I'll tell her. I'll say, Michaela, you're single today.
Okay, now we're just straight up having a normal conversation. I totally forgot the mic's still on.
Also, that's my goal every time we do a podcast is to forget.
We got it 2 hours in.
Yeah.
I also had...
No, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
What was passed inside out?
I had... people don't like this movie, and I get it. I have Steve Jobs at 2.
I haven't seen it.
I love Sorkin. I'm a Sorkin freak.
Oh, yeah, Sorkin's awesome.
Sorkin freak. Love Aaron Sorkin. He wouldn't hate it, I know. We went to the movies together.
Do you not like The Social Network? Because I love
I've never seen it.
I like The Social Network.
I love
I don't. I, you know, I like
but,
it.
But Nico,
most I can say about
Nico
most
and I are pretty good with each other about what we'll like, and if he says I'm not going to like it, I'm not going
to
like it.
I know, it's not a Zach movie. So we went to the movies together, and we, like, split up. I went and saw Steve Jobs.
He and one of our friends went to go see Steve Jobs. Me and one of our friends went to go see Crimson Peak in IMAX.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's other two.
I liked Crimson Peak. Yeah. It wasn't a horror movie.
Yeah,
it
I know.
It really wasn't a horror movie.
You know, it was a good one, actually. It wasn't great, but, you know, I was like, for what it was, I thought it was pretty good, was Krampus.
I want to see it.
Actually, like, for it you know, because
I heard it was surprising.
I like Gremlins, and I was like, this is a very Gremlins vibe film. So
this is, I just like
this
the
has
idea
become
of
our
Krampus,
after Star Wars talk, like, chat with Adam, like, a behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Krampus. Okay.
All right.
I heard Krampus was
was your number one?
A Spotlight. I had a number one. Spotlight's phenomenal.
I don't know that one.
That's the one about the Catholic Church scandal.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting that.
And Mark Ruffalo and Michael Keaton and Rachel McAdams, and it's great.
Who?
And Stanley Tucci. What?
I don't know those last two names.
Rachel McAdams.
Oh.
Michael Keaton.
Ruffalo. I know the. I didn't hear. Rachel McAdams. I heard something weird, but then I really don't know the last one you said.
Yeah. And then Stanley
That's
Tucci.
That's a TV show.
Yeah, the Tooch!
Keaton and the Ruffalo.
Yeah. Ooh.
Just a TV show about them.
I bet they're a law firm.
I feel like that's a sitcom that would be on for like 5 seasons, but it'd be on for like 2 seasons too long.
Yeah, it would be like on CBS, you know.
And then get transferred to like TBS.
Chuck Lorre is producing it. It's like they put laugh tracks in. Yeah, it definitely.
But at the wrong times.
Yeah, exactly. This was a ton of fun.
Yes.
We're at 206. Let's wrap this up so we go export. Okay. It doesn't take up everybody's space on their iPods.
Nah, fuck the iPods. Fuck the audience.
You know, that wouldn't happen with a Zoom.
Bring that over.
You know, that wouldn't happen if they didn't fill their iPods with too much rape.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't say too much rape.
I just did. I saved you.
Oh, look at that.
And
that's we have two catchphrases. Too much rape.
Too much rape. You want to talk about Solo? There's a lot of rape in that movie.
No, this is a happy time.
Okay.
So I was explaining Kill Me a Thought to him beforehand, before you guys got here, and I was listing the movies that we watch, and he knew all of them. He's like, yeah, did you see Solo? No, we didn't see Solo.
What about Cannibal Holocaust? Did you see that?
We're supposed to do another Kill Me a Thought.
I actually really like that movie.
We need to do another Kill Me a Thought.
No, we don't.
Nico is a grumpy little fuck.
Let's take the vote now. Who's in favor? Who's not in favor?
I'm not in favor.
Two against one. We're not doing
but
it.
No.
He doesn't count.
I don't count. We'll do our own.
He's our future co-host. No. No.
Oh, yeah, no. We're having you on more.
Oh, yeah. You're coming back. You're coming back. Whenever you want, you're coming in.
All right. Good choice.
Guess what? Yes. Round of applause for Adam today on the program. Really
ready?
Good.
Ready? Go back to middle school, guys.
Get out of here. What is
It's a round of applause.
Yeah.
I'm just like
okay. Great visual joke for the podcast.
if you liked Adam on the podcast, feel free to buy him gifts. And if you want to buy him gifts, go on Amazon.com through the Nico Empire Amazon banner.
Oh.
Or save your click
go to amazon.nicoempire.com.
I didn't want to get the link wrong like I always do.
What? By the way, I want to say big shout out. A bunch of people bought holiday stuff.
Oh, right. Nice. I totally forgot to fucking do it.
Do you want
to
shout out their Amazon username and what they purchased?
No, I didn't see that.
Was it more dildos?
I didn't do that.
We had someone purchase dildos.
So you can like see what people got.
I didn't see the usernames, but on the Nico show this week, I listed all the items because I can't see who bought it. And it was nice. There was a nice variety of Christmas gifts. So thank you very much for supporting the program.
I totally forgot to do it.
The program.
The program.
Like this isn't you just sitting in your basement. Pretending it's an actual show.
Us well, sitting in his basement.
As people hear the plumbing rushing through the studio. Thank you very much for joining us today. Awesome. And thank you, J.J. Abrams, for making a good Star Wars movie.
Yeah! J.J., my favorite man.
Yes.
J.J. is your favorite man?
In Hollywood right now, yes.
J.J. Jar Jar.
Uh-oh.
Too close! Too close!
Illuminati. Bush Day 9/11. What are we doing next week? Do we know?
Jet Fuel Kit Mel still
does. Was next week? Oh,
we could watch Chewbacca and Han trying to get
didn't we have
back
a thing?
Chewie's home to
we,
go to.
Didn't like, we have like, a? Didn't Christmas we have? Didn't Lord we have a year in recap kind of thing?
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So our year in recap, our first year doing this, technically our first 8 months.
Yep.
But
8 months. Jesus.
Yeah.
That's like 9 too many.
Ugh.
We should have stopped a month before we started.
Yes. Should never have been an idea.
We should have just ended our friendship in March. That would have helped. Really, hey, it was good knowing you guys. Never see you again.
You would have had free time.
Yeah. Don't have to watch 3 Santa Claus movies in a week.
That was a good idea and you know
Tim
it.
Tim Allen's the Santa Claus.
Why?
For Christmas.
That was a good idea and you know it.
It was a great idea.
did they not explain this? We normally watch bad things.
Yes. That's why it's called Why Is This a Thing?
We normally watch bad things.
So we did a deep dive into the trilogy. It was 2.5 hours long and we talked about each movie individually.
And then we did a recasting. But go listen to it.
Yes.
And until next time.
You've been very naughty.
Naughty. Say naughty in a British accent.
Naughty.
That was good.
That was good. Right,
not bad.
That was good. Fuck the audience.
Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 second, please.
Please, Mr. Kennedy.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to go.
Don't show me in the outer space.
Oh, please, Mr. Kennedy.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to go.
Don't show me in the outer space.
I sweat when they stuff me in the pressure suits. Bubble helmet, dashboard, and boots. Nowhere up there
outer
in gravity
space.
Zero. I need to breathe,
outer
don't need to be a
space.
Hero. Are you reading me loud and clear? Oh, please, Mr. Kennedy.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to go.
Please don't show me the outer space.
Oh, please, Mr. Kennedy.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to go.
Please don't show me the outer space.
I'm 6'2". So perhaps you'll tell me how I fit into a vital capsule. I won't be known as mid-century. You thought of a upon re-entry. Got a red blooded wife
outer
with a healthy libido.
Space.
You'll lose her vote
outer
if you make her a widow.
Space.
And who'll play catch out in the back with our kid?
Don't
please, Mr. Kennedy.
Outer space.
Oh,
Mr. Kennedy.
Oh,
Mr. Kennedy.
Oh,